Chad Benson should.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
There's a reduction in the calprotectin. It means that whatever you're doing is working. And that could be a combination of medication and diet and or supplements to alleviate the inflammation. So this is actually kind of a complicated subject because I've given long, fancy lectures on the subject of treating ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. But the most basic way to deal with that is with a diet that's called the specific carbohydrate diet, or the SCD. And early on in my career, I learned about it and began proselytizing about it to patients with ulcerative colitis. And I've seen some remarkable improvements in calprotectin over time. And, yeah, it takes a few months, even a couple of years sometimes, for calprotectin to come back to normal on this type of diet. So it's the breaking the vicious cycle diet or the specific carbohydrate diet. If you adhere to that, you're likely to see some good results. Also, take anti-inflammatory things like fish oil. Take adequate vitamin D. We're going to talk a little later about the role that vitamin D plays in inflammatory diseases in the intestine. Very, very important. So make sure you have adequate levels of vitamin D. And other things can be helpful. Anti-inflammatory things like curcumin and boswellin can be helpful. As well, certain probiotics may have a therapeutic effect. So suggestion is that, you could DIY this, but better yet, work with an integrative physician, nutritionally oriented practitioner, who has some acquaintance with protocols for ulcerative colitis, dietary protocols and supplement protocols. And, of course, it's possible. You can always up the ante on the medication you're taking. There are stronger medications, but they do have side effects. They're a little bit immunosuppressive, and they may set you up for susceptibility to certain types of complications and infections. So best is to stay on minimal medication and use an all-of-the-above approach using the dietary and supplement route to help bring down your calprotectin. So there you have it. Folks, there's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. What is it? What do you think that is? Well, it controls your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, and even your cognitive status. What it is, did you guess right? It's nitric oxide. Yeah, abbreviated NO. Just say no. Because after age 40, your body makes less and less of it, and there's less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101. It's the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan. He is the world's leading nitric oxide researcher. It's backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. So do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. Especially make sure to take it before workouts because it enhances circulation, and I believe it helps to support athletic performance. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, quick-acting, supporting healthy circulation and boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, and helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, which could translate to more optimal blood pressure, sharper focus day after day. N101, it's the science of you working better. Visit HoffmanNO.com. It sounds like a Stop Dr. Hoffman website, but no. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And use coupon code Hoffman10 for 10% off N101. All right, if you go to your doctor these days and you're listening to this program, and you've heard me talk about homocysteine, and you ask your doctor for a homocysteine blood test, chances are your doctor will say, no, we can't do that. It's not covered. It's not important anyway. And if your doctor is even a little bit more erudite, your doctor may say, well, they studied that in the past, and homocysteine doesn't appear to matter when it comes to heart disease. It was once thought to be a cardiovascular risk factor. But there was a study way back, and they gave B vitamins to people who had an elevated homocysteine. You can give folate, and you can give B12, and you can give B6 and choline to people who have a high homocysteine. It will lower it. It's actually a nutritional way of lowering homocysteine. But it turned out that in the study, it was weak tea for reducing cardiovascular risk. So they basically wrote off homocysteine. Well, fast forward to this study, because I've long maintained that even if homocysteine is not a major determinant of heart risk. I still think it plays a role. It definitely has a role in cerebrovascular health, in protecting the brain. And so, study was done, entitled Serum Homocysteine as a Potential Biomarker for Staging and Monitoring Progression in Alzheimer's Disease. So they looked at a bunch of patients with Alzheimer's disease, and here's what they found. Serum homocysteine levels were significantly higher in the Alzheimer's disease group than in controls. Controls had a level of 14.5, which I don't think is great either. I think that that optimal homocysteine is single-digit homocysteine, optimally 6 or 7, maybe less. And you can achieve that, usually with methylating B vitamins, methyl B formulas, homocysteine-reducing formulas. The Alzheimer's group, remember the control group, 14.5. The Alzheimer's group, 21.2. With severe Alzheimer's disease, on average, they had a homocysteine of 25.6. With moderate Alzheimer's disease, 21.2. With mild Alzheimer's disease, 16.8. All those still too high. There was an inverse correlation with MoCA scores. MoCA is the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, which is the test that neurologists and psychometricians use to assess whether people have more or less dementia. There's just pointing out that that was the test that was suggested, like, why don't you show the MoCA scores for Joe Biden? And then Trump boasted that he took the test and he aced it. So that's the MoCA test. There's actually some online versions of it. Anyway, there was an inverse correlation with MoCA scores. In other words, the higher the homocysteine, the lower the MoCA. The lower the homocysteine, the higher the MoCA. And, moreover, after 6 months of B vitamin intervention, homocysteine decreased significantly along with cognitive improvement. So, there you have it. That's a really important article. And, you know, I hope there are some physicians listening. You really need to test your patients for homocysteine because it is fixable. You don't need a powerful prescription drug to lower homocysteine. There are formulas available over the counter that can normalize your homocysteine with potential benefits for the brain and prevention of cognitive decline. So please, please get your homocysteine tested. If it's above 10, lower it with B vitamins that are the methylating type of B vitamins. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. Your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it. Less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, the world's leading nitric oxide researcher backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. Just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com and use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for 10% off N101. Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Lose your train of thought mid-sentence? Feel like your brain is running on fumes by 2 in the afternoon? Try Kaolic Specialty Series Smart Mushrooms Plus. This isn't caffeine. It's not some jittery stimulant that crashes you an hour later. This is a clean, science-backed formula built around certified organic lion's mane mushrooms, clinically shown to support the nerve growth factor that actually helps your brain maintain and organize neurons. We're talking real foundational support for focus and mental clarity, and it doesn't stop there. It's combined
combined with Kyolic aged garlic extract, aged up to 20 months on organic California farms, plus Aronia berry extract, selenium, and vitamin B12 for long-term brain health and executive function. Two capsules with a meal, once a day, vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Kyolic Smart Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kyolic Mushrooms Plus line at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of our phone calls.
Any articles on osteoporosis? What can be done? Thank you.
Okay. So, It turns out that via Fullscript at my online dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, we provide custom protocols. And there are protocols for allergy and brain support and detoxification, heart, immune system, sleep, and stress. But there's also bone protocol. And in that protocol, I talk about the nutrients that are most helpful for bones. So a lot of people think, well, okay, yeah, calcium. Okay, but calcium, you can take calcium till the cows come home. And you just build up excess calcium, and that might end up calcifying in your kidneys. And so calcium alone is not the answer. It doesn't necessarily go to the bone. You got to make sure you have adequate vitamin D and vitamin K for proper calcium metabolism. You also need magnesium. That's in the Bone Protocol at drhoffmanstore.com. And if you have severe osteoporosis, not just a little, you know, bone loss, a little mild osteopenia, you might be a candidate for strontium. Strontium is a powerful mineral that actually helps to strengthen bone. And in studies, it's been shown not just to improve the appearance of bone on a DEXA scan, but also to reduce the risk of fractures. Now, keep in mind, too, that there are lifestyle factors that are associated with bone. There's an interesting study recently that suggests that kids who are exposed to too many PFAS chemicals, these forever chemicals, that could be weakening kids' bones for life. According to a study, common forever chemicals could be quietly weakening kids' bones long before adulthood. But, you know, once you've developed osteoporosis, well, it's hard to go back in a time machine and make sure you weren't exposed to some of these toxins. But there are some lifestyle factors. I think that resistance exercise coupled with adequate protein is important because, you know, we tend to think of the bones as just a repository for minerals. The bones are living tissue, and they respond to protein deficiency by weakening, and protein is important for their continued metabolism and the process by which bones continually refortify themselves. And under stress, I mean, you see it with the astronauts. The astronauts literally just after a few days in space lose a considerable percentage of their bone density. And it's, you know, double-digit loss when they spend time at the International Space Station because of the effects of a gravity-free environment. So you want to do resistance exercise, floor exercise, walking, yeah, but walking with weights or doing stuff to push down on your hips and your knees and your spine. These are some things that actually tend to help with bone. Also, I think hormone replacement therapy is reasonable for women because there is a benefit to hormones. For men, men can take testosterone. Testosterone has a bone strengthening effect. For both sexes, DHEA has a little bit of a bone supporting effect. And so there are a variety of things that you can do. But go to deerhoffmanstore.com, check out all the protocols that we have there, including a bone protocol specifically for bone support. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
You know that feeling when you wake up tired, even after a full night's sleep, when you push through your day running on empty, wondering where your energy went? Here's something most people don't know, that fatigue may actually be happening inside your cells. That's why I've been using Anti-Factor Lipids powder from Nutritional Therapeutics for years. I don't go a day without it. It's based on over 20 years of research and a patented process called membrane lipid replacement, which actually repairs the damaged components of your cell membranes, restoring your cells' ability to produce energy the way they did when you were younger. Clinical studies show Anti-Factor can reduce fatigue by up to 40%. Just one or two scoops a day, mix it in a smoothie like I do, sprinkle it on food, and you're giving your body the science of youthful energy.
NT-Factor Lipids Powder comes in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids Powder.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including FITS.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And, just to demonstrate that we're balanced here on Intelligent Medicine, we like to talk about natural approaches to health, but I also appreciate high-tech developments and applaud them. When it comes to cancer, when I was getting into medicine, 40 years ago, one of the most depressing fields of medicine was oncology. I never wanted to be an oncologist, because what they had to offer was drastic, sometimes excessive surgery. They did radical mastectomies, tearing off virtually half the chest wall of women with breast cancer, when it was proven later that less radical surgery would suffice. Also, powerful chemo drugs and radiation that in those days wasn't as precise, wasn't as directed, caused all kinds of adjacent collateral damage. and chemo drugs that made patients miserable, sometimes with negligible effects on their lifespan. And one of the real challenges in cancer, of course, pancreatic cancer, which had a prognosis of only 1 in 10 patients with pancreatic cancer survived 5 years. And so I applaud some new developments in the fight against pancreatic cancer. There's a new drug that has extended life by nearly half a year in a clinical trial. Now, that's the way these drugs work. They're mostly, very few of them are curative, but at the very least, they're proved on the basis that they can extend life, and that may be important because, you know, if you have a cancer that could kill you within 2 or 3 months, and, for example, former Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in December. Stage 4 means it's metastatic. It's spread throughout your body. It's inoperable. And he was given 3 to 4 months to live. And I've seen people with that diagnosis not last 6 weeks. I mean, it can be very devastating. But he's the poster boy for a new drug by a company called Revolution Medicines that's giving him precious more time with family. And he's resigned to the fact that he has a terminal cancer. But he's writing about it, and he's spending quality time with his family and settling his affairs. And the new drug is giving him more time. It's a small pill called Diraxonrasib. These names are virtually unpronounceable. That allowed patients with stage 4 pancreatic cancer to live an average of 13.2 months compared with an average of 6.7 months for those who received chemotherapy. And it reduced the risk of death by 60% compared to the chemotherapy group. So we're making incremental gains, and there's some very exciting things that are happening on the cancer front. We have new forms of immunotherapy, checkpoint inhibitor drugs that, okay, it's a double negative. If you inhibit something that inhibits, you'll get an augmentation, right? So a double negative is a yes. And when it comes to stimulating the immune system to hunt down cancer cells and kill them, these new drugs, and there's a whole raft of them, are offering hope to cancer patients. Now, again, they not definitively offering cures, but they're extending life, and they're making cancer, in a way similar to what has been seen with HIV, a chronic disease. You still need to take medication. You still are somewhat at risk. But we can put in roadblocks to the progression of cancer that can help people survive longer and ultimately achieve some cures. So it is now, I think, a very exciting field to be in. It used to be that patients with pancreatic cancer, you know, made a reasonable choice to go to an integrative practitioner. They would go to people like my late colleague, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who did a form of metabolic cancer therapy with, you know, very, very aggressive supplementation, pancreatic enzymes, and very, very strict diets and coffee enemas. And, you know, it took a very, very stalwart patient to follow a protocol that was that demanding. But I did see some cures of what was resigned to be terminal pancreatic cancer. It's some remarkable saves of patients who were destined to die. Well, nowadays, I think that where we ought to be going is towards integrative cancer care, utilizing the best of the high-tech methods, but at the same time supporting that with natural therapies. For example, it's been shown that the microbiome has something to do with the efficacy of immunotherapy, that vitamin D may augment the benefits of certain types of new cancer interventions. So the point being also is to treat and cure these cancers You might have to get in early, because by the time you have stage 4 cancer, really problematic. People with stage 1 and stage 2 cancer, they have a relatively high degree of 5-year survival. But once you have stage 4 cancer, any cancer, whether it's lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, any kind of cancer that's metastatic and throughout your body, kidney cancer, your prognosis is much worse. So we need better ways of detecting cancer early, and there is an effort to come up with an early way of detecting pancreatic cancer. And what the test leverages is the power of AI, which, when you're looking at a bunch of things, and, you know, the human brain is only capable of a certain amount of pattern recognition. You can say, well, this pattern is dangerous, doesn't look good. That's the way I would ordinarily look at a blood test. But with AI, they can take a variety of markers and they can pinpoint a pattern which is most likely to yield a prediction about the risk of pancreatic cancer or freedom from that diagnosis. And researchers are now able to use some novel markers and some traditional markers. It's a 4-marker panel that successfully distinguish pancreatic cancer cases from non-cases 92% of the time. That's pretty good. There's still a false positive rate of 5% in non-cases. That would be alarming. Like, you take the test and they say, you might have pancreatic cancer. 1 in 20 people could have a false positive diagnosis. That's not great. But for early stage cancer, the 4-marker test identified 87.5% of cases. So we're honing in on new, better ways to detect cancer early, and I think that that's to the good. 877-726-8255, our number. You know that feeling when you wake up tired, even after a full night's sleep? Well, you push through your day running on empty, wondering where your energy went. Well, here's something most people don't know, that fatigue may actually be happening inside your cells, and it's rooted in the powerhouses of your cells, the mitochondria. That's why I've been using NT-Factor Lipids Powder from Nutritional Therapeutics for years. I don't go a day without it. It's based on over 20 years of research, and there's a patented process called membrane lipid replacement, which actually repairs the damaged components of your cell membranes and your mitochondrial membranes, restoring your cells and your mitochondria ability to produce energy the way they did when you were younger. Clinical studies show that MT Factor can reduce fatigue by up to 40%. And just take 1 or 2 scoops a day. You can mix it in a smoothie, as I do, or sprinkle it on food, and you're giving your body the science of youthful energy. MT Factor Lipids Powder comes in 2 convenient sizes. To get more information or to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com for MT Factor Lipids Powder. When we return, we're going to take a look at a new study on the benefits of olive oil. And when it comes to olive oil, it turns out that the quality of the olive oil is a determinant of whether it can boost brain health. So buyer beware when it comes to olive oil, if you're looking at olive oil as a component of your health program. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you ready to experience the future of digestive wellness with Dr. O'Hara's new and revolutionary postbiotic fermented food concentrate? Capsule-free and in individual sachet packets that harness the power of 5 years of fermentation and over 500 concentrated bioactive postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's postbiotic fermented food concentrate is a nutrient-dense paste designed to supercharge your digestive health, aid in nutrient absorption, and support whole-body immune wellness. Each sachet packet delivers a potent blend of fermented paste and prebiotics, which serve as fuel for your body's own unique gut microbiome. This concentrate supports your entire digestive tract. Does not need refrigeration, non-GMO, dairy, and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara's Postbiotic Fermented Food Concentrate. It is the ultimate embodiment of traditional Japanese fermented craftsmanship.
designed for those who seek the highest concentration of nature's restorative power in every serving. Ask your natural products retailer for it today or online at essentialformulas.com.
You know that feeling when everything just clicks? Your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders. That's not luck. That's what your body is capable of every single day. Now, I've looked into a lot of fish oil supplements, and honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But this one is different. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet, and then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. No shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. If you want to feel the difference, go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Check out those booths.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around. Reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And if you use that number, you can call and record a question, and then it'll be grist for the mill for a future broadcast. And it can be a comment, maybe something we've said in the show drops a penny for you. So you can call 877-726-8255 and weigh in. All right, we're talking about olive oil. And there's something about olive oil that is healthy. And, in fact, it was long thought that what was healthy about olive oil was the monounsaturated fat. So we're told to get away from saturated fat and have more polyunsaturated fat and monounsaturated fat. And one cheap way to provide us with monounsaturated fat is to use canola oil. They figured out a way to extract oil from rapeseed, and it turns out that it's rich in monounsaturated fat, hence the development of canola. And they thought, well, it's kind of like olive oil. It's monounsaturated fat just like olive oil, so it should convey many of the health benefits of olive oil. That, however, is dubious. And it turns out they did a study looking at extra virgin olive oil versus refined olive oil and its impact on brain health. Research followed 656 adults between the ages of 55 and 75 who were overweight or obese and had metabolic syndrome, which is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, but also for cerebrovascular disease, because what affects the heart affects the brain. And they compared intake of extra virgin olive oil versus refined olive oil. Cheap olive oil is refined. And a lot of people kind of prefer it that way because they're not used to the taste of extra virgin olive oil. It tends to be, it's got a little bit of a bitter flavor. I enjoy it. It's delicious on salads. I enjoy the taste. But some people like a more neutral olive oil, so they use a refined olive oil. It's cheaper, too. It's not extra virgin. But extra virgin preserves the beneficial polyphenols within olive oil, things like oleuropein, which is heart healthy, many other beneficial substances. And so in these people who consumed either refined olive oil or extra virgin olive oil, there was a more diverse gut microbiome, which is a sign of better intestinal and metabolic health. They did not get the same results with refined olive oil, and they also enjoyed improvements in cognitive function. So they say the difference between extra virgin and refined olive oil largely comes down to how they're produced. Extra virgin olive oil is obtained during using mechanical methods, cold-pressed, for example, without a heat component or a harsh chemical component. Refined olive oil, on the other hand, undergoes industrial processing to remove impurities. Well, those impurities also, they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because by removing impurities, they also get rid of the antioxidants, the polyphenols, the vitamins, and other bioactive substances. So this study confirms the benefits of olive oil, but it's got to be the right kind of olive oil when it comes to cognitive health. Another neurological problem, pretty prevalent, Parkinson's disease. It has long been suspected that Parkinson's disease might begin in the gut. A new study, they say, adds to a growing body of evidence that Parkinson's disease has its origins in the gut rather than in the brain. And that is because a lot of people with Parkinson's disease, they have a long history of gastrointestinal complaints that predate their Parkinson's disease. And so there's an interesting study. Turns out ultra-processed foods may be a risk factor for Parkinson's disease, you think? The study was based on looking at people who had what are called prodromal symptoms of Parkinson's. What are prodromal symptoms? Well, there's a type of weird sleep behavior disorder. People who are restless and wake up and have very, very bizarre nightmares. It's called REM, sleep behavior disorder. And it is often a precursor to Parkinson's disease. Constipation is a precursor to Parkinson's disease. But they also looked at five additional prodromal features of Parkinson's, things that might indicate you're Parkinson's prone well before you develop it 15 or 20 years later. Hyposmia, which is loss of smell, impaired color vision, excessive daytime sleepiness, body pain, and depressive symptoms. And what they found is that there was an association between ultra-processed food consumption and each individual feature of prodromal Parkinson's disease. And so you might say, well, why didn't you just do a study on ultra-processed foods and see, you know, people ate ultra-processed foods if they're going to develop Parkinson's disease? Well, the reason being is that it takes a long time to develop Parkinson's disease. And looking at people in a prospective study, they'd have to follow them for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years to see if the diet that they're on is contributing to their risk for Parkinson's disease. So instead, they looked at kind of pre-Parkinson's, the prodromal symptoms that might indicate a propensity to Parkinson's. And while we're on the theme of neurological health, headline, doing this throughout life may cut Alzheimer's risk by 38%. Doing what? I want to know. What is it that you can do that can cut your Alzheimer's disease risk by 38%? Is it exercise? Yeah, I think exercise is pretty effective for staving off cognitive decline. But it turns out in this study they looked at mental stimulation. The study found that people who stayed more intellectually engaged, as you are when you listen to a program like Intelligent Medicine, so kudos to you, people who stayed more intellectually engaged throughout their lives developed Alzheimer's disease about 5 years later than those with the lowest levels of mental stimulation. They looked at nearly 2,000 adults, average age of 80, who did not have dementia at the beginning of the study, and they were tracked for 8 years. And they found that middle age enrichment, accesses to resources such as a magazine subscription, library cards, and how often participants visit places like museums or libraries. And later life enrichment, starting around the age of 80, focused on activities such as reading, writing, and playing games. And the higher the mental engagement of people, the less likely they were to have mild cognitive impairment, which might be a precursor to Alzheimer's. So a great study. It turns out that you can delay onset of cognitive impairment with mental engagement. Yeah, do it. All right, speaking of mental engagement, Intelligent Medicine, you can find more about Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. That's where all our resources reside. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on social media. And listen to our great podcasts via your favorite podcast dispenser. And check out drhoffmanstore.com for supplements. 877-726-8255, our number, and have a safe and healthy weekend.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump speaking out on the shooter at the White House Correspondents Association dinner.
He had a lot of hatred in his heart for quite a while. And it was a religious thing. It was strongly anti-Christian.
Speaking on Fox News Channel's The Sunday Briefing, Trump says the man's family did contact authorities about him.
Family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is identified by law enforcement officials as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California. I'm Julie Walker.
The sole Republican senator getting in the way of President Trump's pick to lead the Federal Reserve says he's now ready to vote yes.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina had effectively blocked confirmation of Kevin Warsh, President Donald Trump's pick as the new chairman of the Federal Reserve. Tillis tells NBC's Meet the Press now that the U.S. Attorney General for the District of Columbia has dropped the investigation into current Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the Fed's multi-billion-dollar building renovations, he'll no longer stall Warsh's nomination in the GOP-controlled Senate Banking Committee.
I am prepared to move on with the confirmation of Mr. Warsh. I think he's going to be a great Fed chair.
Tillis says he felt like there were prosecutors in D.C. who thought the investigation would force Powell to leave before his term ends May 15th, and that any building cost overruns President Donald Trump had criticized have not risen to a criminal prosecution. Donna Warder, Washington.
King Charles embarks on a state visit to America coming up Monday, aiming to strengthen ties between the two nations. The visit includes a commemoration of the 9/11 attacks, and the king will also take part in a tribute to fallen service members. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Relief or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
An update on Minnesota lawmaker Ilhan Omar's financial situation. That story from correspondent Ron Taylor.
The congresswoman is facing renewed scrutiny over her financial disclosures after a winery owned by her husband was dissolved shortly after she amended reports showing her net worth had surged dramatically in 2024. Representative Omar attributes the spike, which raised her assets to as much as $30 million, to an accounting error. But investigations into her husband's business have questioned the credibility of such claims.
It is considered just an absolutely incredible performance. Sebastian Sawe of Kenya has become the first person in history to break the fabled 2-hour barrier in the marathon in a huge moment in sports history. He smashed the men's world record by 65 seconds in winning the London Marathon, 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 30 seconds. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Germany is grappling with energy challenges. Bernie Bennett explains.
Germany faces mounting energy challenges after its nuclear phase-out, compounded by oil supply disruptions linked to the Iran conflict and an impending halt of oil deliveries via a Russian pipeline. Officials insist there is no immediate threat to energy security, but aviation fuel shortages and local supply pressures suggest a scramble to secure alternatives.
German leaders admit that phasing out nuclear energy was a huge mistake, but political opposition blocks any rollback. Ukrainians have gathered in the city of Slavutik to remember those affected by the Chernobyl nuclear disaster 40 years ago. Midnight ceremony Sunday honored those who died and the thousands who risked radiation exposure to contain the aftermath of that incident. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and avoid results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And it's, they go, what is it? Like, I select my show? No, it's a live TV channel, just like TV of the old days. You turn it on, you can watch it.
It's running 24/7. You turn it on, and you just find out what's running at the moment when you turn it on. But it is, it's like old-style TV, but it's available from your TV at home.
Exactly. And smart TVs and streaming apps is kind of the easiest way to explain it.
Okay, so just like you would add, say, Prime or Netflix, you just add one of these onto your TV, and then
exactly.
You click on that, and it'll pop up with this menu, and you pick Shooting Sports Live and turn it on and sit back and watch gun content just nonstop.
Exactly. So we've got a bunch of different apps that are airing the network right now, and we're going to be expanding and adding more places to see it, but places that you may have heard of in the past, like Truth Plus, which is part of Truth Socials. Yeah, it's part of Trump Media.
Oh.
They have a whole – Truth Plus has all of these free channels. What you're going to find is when you go on to one of these places, you go, wait a minute, there's a bunch of free television channels that I can just watch. And it's kind of the – this ecosystem of streaming television really lends itself to – niche audiences. So you've got like Surf TV or the Tennis Channel or the Home and Garden Channel. Well, this is the Gun Channel. It's called Shooting Sports Life. And there's a lot of ways that you can watch it. It's pretty easy, actually.
So what are you putting on here?
Well, obviously, we have our shows there, Guns and Gear. We have First Person Offender. We have some of the shows that people love and they miss, like Gun Venture and Bill Box. We've got Gun Talk Nation, which is, yeah, a podcast, but podcasts are kind of talk shows these days.
Right.
We've got Gun Talk Hunt. And we have new shows that we're going to be putting there as well, and new episodes, right? So we're working on the new season of Guns and Gear, covering all the new stuff. And new seasons of First Person Defender, putting real people into self-defense scenarios and see how they do and give them some training and see how they improve.
How long we've been producing video content? That's how much we've got to deal from right now.
It's a lot. I mean, they hundreds and hundreds of hours of content that we have, and then we're adding to it. We're actually kind of in works, in talks with some partners that are going to be coming on, who probably some folks that you guys have seen and know who make really great content, and it's going to be going on the network as well. But kind of your one-stop shop, and I would say this also, yes, you can follow Gun Talk and your other favorite gun people on YouTube and Facebook and all that, but the problem with that is, we all know, it's the tech platforms, and sometimes people get shadow banned or get shut down or whatever, and this is a place where you can go and just watch this stuff. And yes, believe it or not, we can show gun content and talk about whatever we want to talk about there.
We have our own television network now, our own channel.
Exactly.
And we can put what we want on it, and nobody's going to throttle it or shadow ban it or cut us off. And it's simply going to be here. So the What's in It for Me deal for the listener right now who likes our video and our content, this is a way to see stuff that you actually, it's been hidden from you before.
That's true. Yeah, probably a lot of this is new content for you. But it's really about celebrating the people, the stories, and the spirit that define the shooting lifestyle. It's a destination for gun enthusiasts, and it's whether that's skill, competition shooting, public figures who share the passion and you know, kind of truly live their life on the range. And it's kind of like you get to go there and you're watching like-minded people have some fun, and maybe there's a little education there, maybe there's some entertainment there, but hopefully it's inspiring programming, and it makes it easier to share with other generations too, because now it's on the TV. It's not hidden. It's in plain sight, and you can put it on. And I mean, whether that's, you know, put it on while you're cooking and you just kind of leave it on and it's playing, or whether you sit down to watch it with your kids or you know, your friends or whatever.
Yeah, there's tactical stuff, there's self-defense, there's hunting, there's competition, there's, you know, conversations with authors, you know, like Jack Carr. I mean, it just goes on and on. If it's about guns or shooting or hunting or anything in the gun life, the gun culture, it's there.
Exactly. Yeah, it's called Shooting Sports Life. So, and that's, I think, the easiest way, because it's on a lot of different streaming platforms, the easiest way is to just go to the website, shootingsportslife.com, and then you can find, you know, your favorite streaming app, whether that's Free Live Sports or Stream Mix or Truth Plus or Stir. There's a bunch of them that are running it right now, and we're always pitching the channel to more places, and so we'll be adding it to more like smart TV apps and that kind of thing down the road as well.
Okay, yeah, just go to shootingsportslife.com. You can see what the latest are there.
Well, thanks thanks for having me on. I hope you guys will go check it out. It's a pretty cool thing to see 24/7 gun content as a streaming network.
It's an audacious, outrageous thing for you to do, but I'm sure glad that you're doing it. Hey, don't go far. We'll be right back right here in the Ruger booth at the NRA annual meetings in Houston.
Taurus firearms are built for those who demand reliability when it matters most. Whether you're at the range or protecting what's yours, Taurus delivers performance you can trust at a price every responsible American can afford. The GX2 stands out with its sleek design, solid feel, and everyday dependability made for real-world carry. It's everything you need, nothing you don't. Visit TaurusUSA.com to check out their wide array of firearms, including pistols, world-class revolvers, and rifles.
EOTech is the leader in electro-optics technology. Check out their new EXPS3 HD holographic weapon sight. It includes an all-aluminum housing and enhanced field of view. The EXPS3 HD features a programmable sleep mode with shake-awake technology and an auto-brightness mode to adapt to any lighting conditions. A rotary dial provides daytime and night vision settings, as well as an auto-bright and off position. To see this product, check out EOTechInc.com.
The 6ARC was developed to provide increased performance in the M4 AR-15 platform. The 6ARC pushes a 90-grain dual performance at 2,650 feet per second with over 1,400 foot-pounds of energy. The monolithic solid copper bullets design allows pedals to separate after impact, spreading to create wound tracks and significantly adding to terminal performance. This round is an exceptional option for your modern sporting rifle. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Ruger RXM, self-defense focused. When things go sideways, your gear better go forward. The Ruger RXM is built for real-world defense. Simple, intuitive, and ready when you are. With a flat face trigger for consistent control, excellent ergonomics, and reliability you can bet your life on. The RXM makes no excuses. One of Ruger's most versatile and modular designs. The RXM is ready, because when it's go time, you won't have time.
Want the latest in guns, gear, and shooting info straight into your inbox? Sign up for the Gun Talk newsletter. Get insider access to reviews, exclusive deals, training tips, and the hottest stories from the range delivered every week. Don't miss out on the news and offers every shooter needs to know. It's fast, free, and easy. Sign up today at GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
All right, we're back from the break here because during the break we've been talking about guns and shooting. Yeah, big surprise there, right? All right, we're talking with our longtime friend Andrew Wright from Surefire. And Andrew, we were just we talked a little bit about Surefire, but we were talking about this place that you'd been to, this amazing shooting facility in Riggins, Idaho, about, what, an hour or so north of where I live.
Yeah, exactly. A couple hours outside of Boise.
Right, exactly. So what were you doing over there?
So we had an event to launch our new SOCOM 4 Series suppressors. There's a facility out there called Hat Creek Training. Mm-hmm. A guy named Brian Morgan runs, and he does a lot of precision shooting, specifically high angle precision shooting training or instruction out there.
Shooting up, shooting down.
Shooting up and shooting down.
Right.
A lot of military folk, high end special operations, but he runs open courses as well, and it's an amazingly beautiful facility. So we ran that event out there mainly to launch the suppressors, but obviously we got in some really good training The high angle stuff, as we were just talking about, it's an interesting topic. There's a lot to learn.
Well, yeah, there's geometry involved. It is not intuitive. Essentially, whether you're shooting up or shooting down, the bullet hits higher than your aiming point.
Yep.
To make it simple. At that level, it's not simple, but that's the essence of it, is that it's the vertical distance, or rather horizontal distance, if you can do the whole triangle hypotenuse
correct
geometry thing, which I can't do.
There's also effects on your barrel. Pointing up and pointing down with the way rigidity and gravity works. Because, you know, if I'm holding an object here, leverage, and I'm talking on the radio, but if there's a bar
I can see your hands here. It's fine. Go
exactly.
ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be pulled down on more than if it's like this, right?
No.
Because all the weight is going downwards.
And that makes
so
a difference?
It does. It does. The biggest, honestly, the biggest thing, the biggest problem I think most people have from what I saw was just can't. It's very easy to be discombobulated in the mountains and think you are level with the world and not be. And so having a good, you know, some type of anti-cant device, a level on the gun to indicate.
Because if you got the rifle canted left or right, it may not make much of a difference at 100 yards, but you get out shooting at some serious distances and it will really throw you off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we shot targets at 2,100 meters.
What?
Yeah, with a 300 Norma. But most of the shooting we were doing was with 6 ARC and 5.56. The 6 ARC, we were shooting, you know, 850 meters and in. And cant matters a lot when you're shooting at those distances. So having a good level on the gun. And it's sometimes like you're looking at that level and you're like, that doesn't look right. But you have to trust
there it. There is no horizon. That's the thing about the mountains. And when I fly in the mountains, same deal. It's like what you think is the horizon is not really the level horizon. And it may not. It's not even just the left and the right. What you think is, okay, that's level out there. No, it's really not. And it's
confusing.
It really throws you off.
Yeah, and you just got to trust your instruments. You got to be like, okay, the bubble level's not lying to me.
Just like flying instruments, right?
Yep, that's exactly the same thing.
It's like saying, well, this compass is not right. No, actually, the compass is almost always right.
Yep.
You know, when you think it's wrong, you're still wrong, right? Same deal.
Yep. So, yeah, you shoot, you miss. First thing is like, check cant. Oh, yeah, look at me. I started to lean to one side. That was my problem.
You had fun out there, didn't you?
It was a lot of fun. It was cool. I want to get back out there, but learned a lot.
You know, at its core, and we've talked about this before, this whole taking shooting classes of all different disciplines is just fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and there's so much. I mean, you can do it endlessly. There's so much to learn and to stay current on it all. I mean, it's beneficial and it's super fun to do.
Well, exactly. I mean, you can, yes, you're going to learn to be a better shooter. You're going to learn to operate your equipment. Mm-hmm. You're going to hang around. It's motivating because you hang around people who are, even if you think you're good, they're better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And some of them are, like, freakishly better.
Yeah. You learn from both the direct instruction and then just watching them do anything. And you're like, oh, that's a way better way to load this magazine or anything. Just, like, the simplest thing, you know. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I'm hopefully looking forward to getting back.
There's also some motivation to just not look like a doofus. You know?
That's most of my motivation in life, is just trying to look like I know what I'm doing. Exactly.
Yeah. And the nice part is, I mean, and I know, if you've never taken any of these classes, whether it's there or Gunsight or our place, whatever, there's a fear of performance of saying, well, I will embarrass myself. No, you won't. The instructors, good instructors will never embarrass you. You know, they're just going to say, okay, that's where you are. You're starting at a different place. And then they're going to take you and go from there.
100%. Yeah, you just got to show up. I mean, that's the fear with everything that's new. And honestly, that's like that should tell you that you need to do it. You know what I mean? You should confront that. And that's the only way to
do it. And once you get through the first one, you go, oh, okay, they're not going to beat me up. It's fine. They're not going to hold me up in front of the class and say, here's the idiot, right?
It's the rest. Yeah, everyone's the same. Everyone had that first class, and you'll realize, you know, you're not that far off. And, yeah. And then
all right, so what do you got in your hand there?
So this is our brand new
teeny tiny light
XC3 sub for subcompact and micro compact handguns. It's based off of our XC3, which is a very similar sized body and head, a slightly different mount for like mid-sized and full-sized guns.
Right.
So the XC3 sub handgun weapon light, it comes with mounts for a Springfield Hellcat, for a P365, It comes with a universal rail mount and a Glock 43-48 rail mount. So micro subcompact guns.
Right.
It's 1,000 lumens, 13,000 candela. So for how tiny it is, it has a...
You're shining on the wall over here. It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. Front-loading battery. It comes with a brand-new rechargeable 123. So it's got a USB-C port directly on the battery.
Okay, so you can recharge it, but you could also just use a regular 123.
That's right. Yep, it'll take both.
Okay.
You're going to lose a little bit of output and runtime when you put the standard 123. The rechargeable gets you the full...
Oh, okay.
The full output. But super exciting. I mean, honestly, we were just talking about that before the show. This output is basically the same as an X300 Ultra, which is the gold standard handgun weapon light. You know,
right.
Law enforcement across the nation, actually the worldwide, has been using that weapon light forever. And, you know, this tiny little light is the same exact kind of output, both in lumens and candela.
It weighs nothing.
It's, yeah.
It's small. And the other thing is, and there are a lot of holsters out there that are made for your gun with that light.
That's correct.
People take it.
Yeah. There's already a bunch of holsters on the market that fit this exact weapon light. So
and we, awesome. And we were laughing a little while ago because we were at this for so long. I'm remembering some of the very early tactical lights from Surefire, and we were so happy that they had 60 lumens, right?
It seemed like the sun at the time.
Yes, and now you'd say, my light's broken. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, people are mad if you don't have, like, 500 lumens now.
It is crazy. All right, so that you got a larger light. Oh, you got the can.
Yeah, this is a this is a suppressor. This is what that event was about. So this is our brand-new SOCOM 4 series. This particular one is the 5.56 Mini 4, so it's a little bit shorter. Low back pressure suppressor, meaning, traditional baffled suppressors, you know, had a little bit of increased back pressure, speeding up the bolt, having a little bit of gas come out the ejection port. The emphasis on these is to try and push gas forward and not out of the ejection port.
Why is that important?
Well, the gas, for one, is toxic. You don't want to breathe it in. So if people are shooting a lot, you don't want to breathe much of that in.
For somebody who's out here shooting, you know, a few times, it's not a big deal.
Nope.
But particularly for military.
Training a lot.
You're putting hundreds or thousands of rounds through it. It's a big deal.
It accumulates. Also, it speeds up the gun. It gets the gun dirtier. All of those things, wear and tear on parts, you know, as you speed up the gun, that's not ideal. So low back pressure suppressor prevents all of that. These are 100% Inconel made. Inconel is a high temperature alloy. They use it Formula One exhaust. They use it on rocket ship nozzles.
They use it on airplane exhaust.
There you go.
I'm familiar with them from that.
Yeah. So Inconel maintains structural integrity at super high temperatures. So this thing can be glowing and still strong.
Huh. And lightweight?
Inconel is not that light. It's not like titanium.
Okay.
The main thing with these is its durability.
Okay.
So this is, you know, a military oriented, but anybody that wants a super strong, hard use suppressor, like this is the end all be all.
Before we got on the air, you were just sharing. You said, look, you've just become pretty fanatic about protecting your hearing when you're shooting these days.
Yes.
What's that about?
Well, hearing loss is cumulative. People, you know, I don't think they realize because, you know, you hear something loud, you accidentally shoot without ear pro on, your ears ring, and then it goes away. Well, yes, you have temporary hearing loss, and then that's when it comes back is when the ringing stops. But you also incurred permanent hearing loss.
You lost a little something there.
Every time. So every time you get some hearing loss, it accumulates piece by piece by piece. So for me, you know, I shoot quite a bit, and therefore I'm always doubling up my hearing protection. I'm wearing usually a set of Surefire hearing protection in the ear.
So you got plugs and muffs.
And muffs over it, yeah, just so I can have two sets of hearing protection. I do count a suppressor as one. So if I'm just shooting rifle and it has a suppressor on it, I'll count that as one. I'll get away with just one set of ear pro.
Okay. Interesting idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
All right, so you got two different levels working for you there.
Absolutely. Yeah, suppressors are a game changer for hearing protection. I mean, hunting, you know, for me, the last several hunts I've been on, I will not hunt without a suppressor.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just don't do it.
From a hearing standpoint, but also, there's kind of a tactical advantage. You know, the herd doesn't move. The last few animals we've taken, if you missed or needed to follow up, the herd does not move.
They're still there.
Unsuppressed, they are running. You know?
Obvious son of a gun. All right. Andrew, don't go anywhere. We're going to hold you over. We're going to talk a little bit more when we come back. You got more cool stuff for us to talk about from Surefire. I'm Tom Gresham. We're at the Ruger booth at the NRA's annual meetings. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety, on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Power outages today are a major concern, and so to keep your appliances and other power devices working, Anker Solix has a great solution. David Taylor from Anker Solix explains.
Most people know us from our battery banks, our phone chargers, mobile accessories like that. That's where we got our start.
All of the portable power stations, the easiest way to do it is just plug it into any wall socket, wait for it to fully charge, it won't take that long, and then you can kind of stow it away in a closet until the grid goes down or any other time you want to use it. A lot of models, though, are able to be integrated with solar. We do have accessories that will allow you to interface with that and
awesome.
Charge the batteries with your solar.
Head over to AnkerSolix.com for more. That's AnkerSolix.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around. Reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
you never know when you're going to have these kindred spirits. We're talking with Andrew Wright from Surefire, and we're not talking about suppressors and lights during the break. We're talking about hunting rifles. And Andrew, you like the light rifles like I do because you hunt in steep country. You actually hunt higher than I do in Colorado.
Elevation-wise, yeah, we're starting at usually the town near where we hunt is 8,000, so everything is above 8.
That's brutal.
Takes
man.
A couple days to get acclimated to that. You're huffing and puffing.
Even though you live at altitude, that's higher altitude, and you've got to adjust to that.
Yeah, it takes a couple days, but
it does. And we were talking about lightweight rifles are harder to shoot well.
Yeah, every pound matters obviously in that country. So my hunting gun's pretty dang light. You know, carbon fiber barrel. I use our titanium. Our SOCOM 7.62 Ti 2, it's a titanium suppressor,
right.
Super lightweight. But yeah, the lighter the gun, every little input that you put on it, you're going to see it in the optic. It's harder to shoot. They move around more.
We're coming into a new era in all of this with rifles, with the tax going away on suppressors and on SBR, so you can have shorter barrels, and then you add in the high-pressure loads that we're getting now, specialized 80,000 PSI, where you can recapture the velocity you lose in a small barrel. I think our rifles are simply going to look different in the future.
I think so. I think very soon we'll start seeing some significantly shorter hunting rifles. It'll be very interesting. And like you said, you know, people that have been holding off on the suppressor because they didn't want the added length, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find people not hunting suppressed.
Yeah, see, that's where I am. I didn't want the long barrel and stick another 6 inches of can out there. But, man, if I can cut 4 inches off the barrel, mm-hmm. and now you got 4-inch-long suppressors, mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6, whatever, and lightweight, going, okay, I think maybe my objections are not valid anymore.
Exactly, yeah, and then tax stamps gone away. You
right.
have more and more, you know, excuses removed of why not to. It's one of the reasons, so for me, I use a folding stock bolt-action rifle.
Sure.
Specifically, again, just because of that overall length, because I don't want a really long rifle sticking above my pack. We're going through, you know, a lot of brush, a lot of trees.
Just hanging up on stuff
exactly.
as you're going through. Sure.
So the way my gun sits on the pack when it's folded stock, you know, the suppressor is just right at my head level pretty much, so it's not a bad deal. But I know I understand fully that the advantage and people and the preference for a normal stock, you know, traditional hunting rifle, they definitely feel great. But
I mean, I like them. I like the way they feel, but at the same time, once something gets to the point where it offers a significant advantage, then you go, okay, it's time to give up on the old one. Let's go take a look at this new stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting to see, you know, some goofy short hunting rifles with high-pressure ammunition in the future.
They're going
to
look strange to us for a while, and then
it'll be normal.
Then we're going to look back and look at what we've been using and think, God, it looks like an old Kentucky rifle or something, like an old, you know,
you'll
long barrel thing or
you'll
something.
You'll see a hunting picture, and you look like you had a blunderbuss from
yes,
the 17th.
Yes, exactly right. No, it's exactly.
That's fine.
All right, you brought one more toy over there. We ought to talk about.
So this is our new Turbo Scout Light Pro. Long gun, weapon light, obviously, you know, if you have a rifle for or a shotgun for defensive purposes, we are a strong advocate of having a light on it. You should be able to identify positively whatever you're potentially going to shoot or even point a rifle at if it's a home defense scenario.
Right.
So this new Turbo Scout Light Pro, it's focused on candela. So 650 lumens, 70,000 candela out of 2 123s. All that means for you is it's a very tight, far-reaching beam pattern. And, you know, there's more and more, it seems, market preference for that type of beam.
For reaching way out there long.
For
yeah.
reaching way out there long, you know, also for in the military, it's like sectors in depth. Basically, it means if we're sitting in a room, there's a hallway and another room that you're trying to illuminate into,
right.
the narrower beam is going to do a better job at penetrating those sectors in depth instead of bouncing off the walls and the door frames
right.
That are intermediate.
I just realized as you're talking, I'm reaching out. I said, huh, wonder what I'm carrying today. I have two. I mean, who carries two stilettos?
You're just a kiss-up. You're an overachiever.
I am. This is every day. This is not just because you're here.
I appreciate it.
Look at you. You got the same light.
That's impressive. Yeah, this is the Stiletto Pro 2. For the listeners, this thing is awesome, man. I don't leave the house without it.
It's a two... beam. It looks like a 57 Chevy headlights coming at you with this thing. You got these two amazing, good Lord, that thing's bright.
That's hilarious. I've never heard it described that way, but you are 100% accurate. Yeah, this thing's 1,500 lumens, 35,000 candela. But the main thing is it's flat, so it's comfortable in your pocket.
Yep.
You don't notice it. It's not annoying in your pocket. And it's a USB-C rechargeable light. So if you're using it every day, which you end up doing when you carry it, you just plug it in at night and you're good to go.
And you guys have gotten some kind of super-duper battery technology because, you know, a lot of stuff you have rechargeable batteries, and after a while you've used them a bunch and they just keep going down and down and they don't do much. I don't know what the deal is, but these things just seem to last forever.
Yeah, there's not much. There's like no parasitic draw. The engineers know what they're doing, obviously, so you could throw it in a drawer and it's good to go for a long time.
And I know people say, well, you know, what do they cost? And my answer is, it's a piece of my safety gear.
Mm-hmm.
It will last a long, long time. And, oh, yeah, it's a piece of my safety gear.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not buying the cheap gun. I'm not buying the cheap, well, parachute.
Yeah.
But they really are. This is my gear that saves my life.
It's, you know, it's the old adage of buy once, cry once. We have so many people come by that have had a light for 10, 20, 30, 40 years now, and they're still using it. And, you know, we don't cut corners for cost. We build everything in-house. We manufacture still in the USA all of our turning center. So this is machining.
Yeah, this is not Asian stuff.
Nope.
This is, okay.
Assembly. We even do our own circuit boards in-house. We do everything ourselves. And obviously that's not cheap, but we build to a quality standpoint, and that's the most important goal for
us. You have to have had suppliers from China and other places come to you and say, you know, we can make that for you cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't fold. We're still privately held. The owner is, you know, staunchly a believer in American manufacturing, and we're going to continue to do that.
And the guarantee on all this stuff?
It's a lifetime guarantee. Rechargeable products, there's a battery limitation to a certain amount of cycles.
Makes sense.
So it's a slightly reduced warranty. The standard 123 flashlights, like our X300, the Scout Light in my hand, it's a lifetime warranty.
So if it breaks, you just take care of it.
We'll just take care of
it. Simple as that.
Yeah, they'll repair it. If they can't repair it, they'll replace it.
So we're gone. What's the origin story on Surefire?
So the founder, Dr. John Matthews, he was a laser physicist, playing around with lasers. He's a big firearms enthusiast, and he had some friends in law enforcement. They ended up throwing, you know, hey, can we put a laser on this Colt revolver? And that's what they did. And ended up selling some to a couple departments. I'll send you a picture of one. It's a crazy big monstrosity. If you ever saw Terminator, it's very similar. That is our laser. That's one of our
first
products.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
On top of that AMT 1911. That was the early laser. So the company was originally called Laser Products. We started making more lasers for different guns. We made them for shotguns. Some of the when the Olympics in 1984 came to Los Angeles, we sold some to LAPD for their shotguns.
Oh.
Fast forward, we did the first compact flashlight, and it was called the Surefire, and it was two early CR123s and that 60 lumen P60 bulb, and that blew up, and we started making them basically that same lamp assembly for pistols, for handgun weapon lights. We started doing MP5 forends, etc. And 2001, the company rebranded because the flashlights were the big part to Surefire as a whole. And it's been ongoing since. We've been doing suppressors now for 22 years or something like that.
That long now.
Yep. Barry Duke started our suppressor division. We won the SOCOM contract for 5.56 suppressors in 2011, and we're still doing quite well on the suppressor side as well. So that's the high-level rundown of,
yeah,
of who we are.
Yeah, and probably one of the big demarcation points was when switching from incandescent to LEDs.
Yeah, that was a big deal. So much more efficient. In the beginning, they weren't, you know. It was a, like computers. It was rapidly iterating and getting better. Within months, they were getting more efficient.
It's so much more rugged.
Yes. Yeah, so LEDs enabled us to have way more output, way better runtime, just overall a much more efficient, and like you said, reliable. They're solid state, so you can drop them, throw them, and they're going to keep working.
Yep, exactly right. All right, website for people?
It's just surefire.com, S-U-R-E-F-I-R-E.
Surefire.com. Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure to be here, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Right. Good deal. I'm going to turn your mic off and let you go out the door. I'm just going to keep talking here.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Andrew Wright from Surefire. Fun stuff. I mean, we get to play with the cool stuff here. And I'm not kidding. Not just because Andrew was here. I literally carry these two Surefire flashlights with me all the time. It's like one is none, two is one, all of that stuff. And, yeah, okay, I'm geeky. Even in the other pocket, I got a tourniquet, and I got gauze, and I got blah, 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 all the same old thing. I might even have safety gear on my belt. Who knows? Could be. So stuff happens like that. Yeah, one of the things I did before I came to the hall here, this is interesting. I checked with my contact at the NRA. I said, can you carry here? He said, of course you can. I said, okay. He said, just don't be pulling it out. I said, well, of course not. Said, we don't do that. We try not to. You don't pull your gun out and try to show it to other people. But, yes, everything is great. You can carry here. I think I've seen some people carrying openly, but I know a lot of people are carrying concealed. I actually had this thought when I was doing the interview with the acting U.S. Attorney General, Todd Blanche, and his security people were around, and they said they were FBI, but I'm never sure if they're actually telling me the truth or if they were Secret Service, but I think they probably were FBI. And they were at least, well, we could identify six. There may have been more that we couldn't identify. And I had this thought thinking, well, I'm standing here next to him, and I'm doing this interview. I wonder if they all know that I'm carrying at the moment. And then I thought, well, of course they do. That's what they do. That's their business. You know, they probably know everything about me before they agreed to do the interview and probably had a pretty good idea of not only that I was carrying, but what I was carrying. But then I thought, well, you know, but they also probably know that somewhere between 10 and 20% of the people walking around this hall, hundreds of people, thousands of people in the hall, are carrying. That's an interesting security situation. And then I thought, yeah, but I can't think of a place that I feel safer, which is kind of interesting. You know, what they say, an armed society is a polite society. Robert Heinlein, the author, wrote that in one of his novels. And generally speaking, it tends to be true. If only the bad guys are armed, it's not as polite. But when the good guys have guns, it tends to reset the attitude of some of the bad guys. We've had interesting conversations, as you might imagine, about guns and magazine capacity and 38 specials and all. That's telling somebody, I said, you know, we know now from all the videos we see of attacks, we got all these security videos and everything else, that almost inevitably, when a good guy shoots back, and it really doesn't matter how many attackers they are, that number goes from whatever that is to zero because they turn and run. Now, I'm not saying that the idea of a gun is to scare people away. It's not. But the thinking here is that, you know, once you fire the first shot, you're probably not dealing with that several people. They probably have boogied, they've gone somewhere else. So one of the things I was talking to, and look, there are some cool stuff, this cool things coming our way. There are things that we get told by manufacturers here that we're under NDAs about, we can't talk about. But let me just tell you, there's some neat stuff coming. So one I can tell you, because I'm not going to tell you who it is, and probably it's more than one that's going to be doing it. In 1911s, I love 1911s, but everybody I talked to here says, yeah, they're dead as far as sales. Single-stack 1911s, they can't sell them. Double stacks, yeah, they can sell them like crazy. And I said, you know, what we really need is, I have smallish hands, what we really need is a double-stack 1911 with the grip size, magazine size, of something like the subcompacts, the Micro 9s, the P365s, that kind of thing. If you could take that magazine and then build a 1911 double-stack around that. And I said that to several different manufacturers. It was the same reaction. They're all looking at me like, yeah, what do you think we're working on? I don't know when, but my guess would be sometime in the next 12 months, we're going to see exactly that. Because what we have is an entire new generation of people who have discovered the attraction of the 1911 through the double stack, if you will, 2011. They love having more ammo, and it's the cool thing. It's the staccato thing, and then everybody else has them as well. And they discovered, okay, the 1911 really shoots well. Man, it's smooth, and it's got, like, the best trigger ever. And you go, yeah, exactly. That's what we've been saying for all these years. That's why we like the 1911. They say, yeah, but, you know, 1911's old-fashioned. No, it's just the single-stack version of your 2011. All that to say, I think we're going to get the melding of all this and get the gun that really works, which is a smaller grip, smaller frame, 1911, 2011, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. But I think that's coming. Beyond that, we're hearing some rumors about some most interesting technology. It's one of those people kind of hint at it, but they won't tell you exactly what they're working on. But I know it's coming. And I think there'll be some things introduced this year, throughout the year. Some of them, maybe the more innovative things, are going to have to wait until SHOT Show of next year. I don't know. But it's going to be fascinating to watch. We'll just see what develops there. So a lot of interesting things going on. There's somebody here. I've got to go look up who that was. Can't remember. There's just so many things to talk about. Somebody has a folding shotgun. I mean, like, you grab it, you shake it, and it unfolds, and all of a sudden you got this operational shotgun. You're going, boy, that was wacko crazy. Cool. A lot of folding PDWs, personal defense weapon type guns, or carbines with folding stocks. A lot of truck guns, guns that would go into a backpack so you can walk around and have a long gun of some sort. Maybe it's a pistol caliber carbine, and not frighten the public. You've got it in a little backpack or some kind of a sling bag, something like that. A lot of interest in that. I love the idea of the pistol caliber carbine in 10 millimeter. For whatever reason, shoots flat out to 100 yards and hits hard with that longer barrel. So we'll see more of that as well. I'll pick this up on the backside. Be right back with more Gun Talk.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Spending local volunteer efforts. Myers has become not only for her military service, but for her continued dedication after returning home. Community leaders praised her for stepping into roles that uplift others, whether through advocacy, mentoring, or organizing veteran support programs. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Nintendo Switch 2 is a versatile, hybrid video game console with three main modes, TV, tabletop, and handheld, that allow it to be used at home or on the go. Tech expert Amber Mack has the details on some cool features.
The Nintendo Switch 2 is really all the rage these days. It's great to play at home or take on the go. It has a bigger screen, great color, great clarity as well. The new Joy-Con 2 controllers snap on magnetically, which is really cool, and and a bunch of games as well. My son is a huge Zelda fan, so we really love Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment. There are other games out there too, but Mark, this is kind of perfect for any gamer in your family, and again, fun for the whole family.
And a couple of my recommendations are Metroid Prime 4 Beyond and Pokemon Legends. Super fun games for the Nintendo Switch too. Nintendo.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Sometimes you just look out the window or the door there and you go, hey, that's a friend of mine walking by. Let's just Shanghai him and make him sing for his supper. Doug Koenig joins us right now. Seriously, one of the best shooters on the planet. Maybe the best shooter, frankly, Doug. You won't say it, but I can say it.
Well, thanks.
You've been a professional shooter for at least 3 weeks now.
Just a little over that.
Actually,
I think this is my 40th year.
I'm going to say, you and I, Markham Park, Sportsman's Team Challenge, for the TV show way back.
Right, early 90s.
Early 90s, holy cow.
That's crazy.
That's right.
Time flies.
Amazing stuff. And you know, and now you're still shooting professionally, only because you keep winning.
I've still been able to manage some success, yeah.
You're eking out a little bit as you go along.
A little
here.
Bit. I am slowing down, but still able to be somewhat competitive. And, you know, for me, I wouldn't know what else to do. I just love it. I love the people. I love the competition. I love, you know, the equipment and getting that stuff all set up. And, you know, now I've transitioned into running tournaments, you know.
I was going to say, you got your own matches now, so yeah. Talk about that.
So last weekend I was just in Colorado for the Koenig-Ruger PRC, which is a two-day national PRS match.
Right.
All animal targets, 17 stages. We had a great turnout. That was year 6 for me doing that. Great match. And then 3 weeks ago, was my fourth year running the U.S. Steel Nationals. So a Steel Challenge match in Florida, at Titusville Rifle and Pistol Club. So, you know, we had 350 guns, and that was almost double what we had last year. So we're expecting another big jump next year. And, you know, for me, it's a give back, you know. I mean, I've loved the competitive side of things, and I can't imagine them not being around. And if I can put on some matches, and what I tell everybody, I run a match and run matches the way I feel they should be, treating the shooters the way I've always felt like, not, and I'm not saying other people don't, but I want it to be professional. There's certain things I want.
You know what shooters want and what they need.
Right, and to me, you know, we're in the entertainment business. They're going to spend money. They're going to come. I want to give them back so that they feel they get great value, great competition, a great environment, and a great environment to bring kids into, especially Steel Challenge stuff. And to me, that's the future. That's what it's all about. I'm not getting any younger, and I want this stuff to go on for another couple hundred years.
I keep telling people, look, our secret weapon in the whole Second Amendment world, and then we forget to tell people this, is that shooting is fun, right?
The ultimate fun.
Yeah.
The ultimate.
You know, and, you know, particularly for guys who really like to use a remote control, that's what shooting is.
Right.
You push the button here and something happens way out there.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's whether you want to compete or not compete, but I have never, and I'll say this, you know, a million times, never had somebody at the range that didn't walk away with a smile on their face. No matter what.
Typically, they turn around and look at you and say, can I shoot it again? You go, yes.
Right.
We'll keep feeding it. You shoot it.
Exactly. I mean, it's...
Well,
what it's all about.
And you've reached the point where a lot of us do where it's still a lot of fun to shoot, but it gets to be more fun to bring somebody in and get them going.
100%. Just like on the hunting side.
Yes.
I mean, I'd rather see my boys shoot something. I want to be there. I want to be hanging out.
Right.
I don't need to shoot it. I don't need to shoot anything anymore.
Right.
You know?
It's fun to put them on something, watch that, help them, pack it out, whatever it takes. There you go.
Yeah, I'm the camp... You know, gutter, you know, that's what I do for my voice.
All right, so when people want to follow you, what you're doing, is there a way online for them to catch
up?
Yeah,
I mean, Koenig Shooting Sports, my website's
better
probably...
spell it for them.
K-O-E-N-I-G, Shooting Sports, and they can follow what I'm doing there, the matches I'm running, any products, and, You can get a hold of me, email me, classes, whatever.
There you go.
That's where you can find me.
Doug Koenig, thank you, man. I'm glad we were able to Shanghai you here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. And big thanks to Ruger for letting us hang out at their place here. It's been great from the NRA's annual meetings in Houston. I'm Tom Gresham. Gun Talk will be here next week. Make sure that you are, too.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off? That's success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continues into the shooting incident in Washington Saturday night. Suspect remains in custody. He will be making his first a court appearance Monday morning for an arraignment. There's been a leadership shakeup at the company that runs President Trump's social media platform. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former California Congressman Devin Nunes has been removed as CEO of Trump Media and Technology. He's being replaced temporarily by digital media executive Kevin McGurn. The company, which owns Truth Social, didn't give a reason for Nunes leaving. However, its stock has collapsed in the last year. The stock is down more than 60% since Donald Trump was re-elected president in November 2024, wiping out more than $6 billion in investor wealth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Liberal economists facing renewed scrutiny after earlier backing claims that large-scale spending under Joe Biden would not drive up inflation, predictions that were proven wrong. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Inflation, which was below 2% in the final months of Donald Trump's first term, surged to 9% under former President Joe Biden, then eased again at the beginning of Mr. Trump's second term. Despite the ongoing Iran conflict and the recent surge in oil prices, the inflation rate today is lower than the average rate during the four-year budget deficit of former President Biden.
Well, the Trump administration is sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery and 40 shipping companies. The move is part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports, of course, a key revenue source. U.S. has imposed a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, crucial for energy exports. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
We are learning more about the dismissal last week of Navy Secretary John Phelan. Authorities say he was fired after months of infighting with senior Pentagon leaders and a number of disagreements over how to revive the Navy's shipbuilding program. President Trump says he got along well with Phelan, but there were problems. in that Phelan did not get along with Pentagon officials.
He's a wonderful guy. I just put out a statement about him. He's a very good man. I really liked him, but he had some conflict with, not necessarily Pete, with some other. He's a hard charger, and he had some conflicts with some other people, mostly as to building and buying new ships. I'm very aggressive in the new shipbuilding, and somehow he just didn't get along with them. He's an excellent guy.
Phelan is the first service secretary to leave the Trump administration. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, leaders around the world are reacting to Saturday night's shooting in Washington. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with the story.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's shocked to hear about the repeated attempt to assassinate Trump. He says he's glad that both Trump and the First Lady, along with senior U.S. government officials, emerged unscathed. Netanyahu says there is no place for violence, not against political leaders and not against anyone. By repeated attempts, Netanyahu is referring to the shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, when Trump was still on the campaign trail. Trump's right ear was grazed, but a man in the audience was killed. The suspected gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, was killed by Secret Service. And gunman Ryan Wesley Ruth is serving a life sentence for trying to assassinate Trump on a golf course in Florida in 2024. I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just... This at Cost program is one good deal, and I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At Cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Yo, Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool black getting heat. That's the piss. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz. Everybody.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Disease. And so it turns out that this is pretty prevalent. One in four people have at least one copy. The vast majority of people have just one copy, but some small percentage of people have a double copy. They're much more at high, they're much higher risk of developing Alzheimer's. It turns out that APOE4 carriers comprise 50 to 60% of Alzheimer's disease sufferers. So where are we going with this? Well, for a long time, it's been said that if you have an APOE4 gene, you're especially susceptible to the adverse effects of saturated fat and cholesterol, and that you should be on a quasi-vegan, plant-based diet to avoid the ravages of the potential ramifications of APOE4 for your blood vessels and for your brain. But there's some new think on that. And this is actually something that I long ago challenged, because if you're not going to eat a lot of meat, you may end up eating a lot of carbs. You may develop insulin resistance. Insulin resistance can happen in the brain, and that can also impair cognitive functioning. If you have high blood sugar, if you have inflammation because you're overweight, because you're eating a lot of carbs instead of eating good protein, well, you might be more prone to dementia. And that is the case in the general population, and perhaps also in people with APOE4. And there's a new study that is very germane to this, Meat Consumption and Cognitive Health by APOE Genotype. Okay? So what they say here, they come up with a theory, which is that we know that our very early primate ancestors basically lived in trees like monkeys and subsisted on a herbivorous diet. They eat a lot of fruits and plants and didn't eat a lot of animal protein. But there was an adaptation that occurred around 2.5 million years ago in our remote primate past, where humans became omnivorous. They developed the ability to eat not just plants, but also animal protein. That led to more potential for brain development. We got bigger and bigger brains. The brains required more protein, more omega-3 fatty acids, and things that you would naturally get from animal protein. And so it was that we became omnivorous and, in fact, began to eat a lot of meat. We ate so much meat that our primitive ancestors drove a lot of the large mammals that inhabited Asia and Europe and North America. There were giant animals like mastodons and mammoths that were driven into extinction by humans. This was before, you know, we had concerns about planetary health and balancing the ecosystem. People just went nuts when they saw these big walking protein factories, and they drove them to extinction. So a theory has been proposed that during this hyper-carnivorous period a few million years ago, we may have developed the APOE4 gene. A hypothesis suggests that APOE4 may provide more or less adaptation to higher meat consumption. Okay, it's kind of interesting. So that APOE4 developed to enable us to tolerate and advantage consumption of meat. And so it was that they did a study, and what they found, they looked at a study of older adults, and here's what they found, is that higher total meat consumption was associated with favorable cognitive health outcomes for people with the mixed gene. They had APOE3, 4. They had one copy of the so-called Alzheimer's gene, which kind of goes against the doctrine that individuals with the APOE4 gene variant should avoid meat. It turns out that higher intake of unprocessed meat was associated with slower cognitive decline and reduced dementia risk. Now, when it comes to processed meat, basically kind of junky meat, meat with a lot of additives, that was associated with accelerated cognitive decline. And pretty much that's the case for most people, whether they have the APOE4 gene or not. Eating a lot of processed or ultra-processed food hastens dementia and cognitive decline. So this is an interesting study and suggests that maybe one of our tried and true nutritional verities, which is that if you test positive for APOE4, you should be on a very, very low-fat vegan diet. They say that for participants with the mixed gene, higher meat consumption aligned with lower blood cholesterol and a lower ratio of dietary saturated to polyunsaturated fat, which is a key dietary determinant of cholesterol levels. So that also might be borne out, because unprocessed meat may contain more harmful substances for the brain. Interesting study, and it once again underscores the fact that when it comes to nutritional science, some of the things that we once believed, we constantly have to hold them up to a magnifying glass and reevaluate them in terms of a new understanding of how the genes determine what we ought to be eating. Our number, 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock,
spiked with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets to this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees. Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top charters.
Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255, and that's how you come directly to the doctor's office to pose a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. A while ago, I had some colonoscopy and endoscopy done, and I'm 77 years old, because they said I had duodenitis, so I'm not sure what I should do. I would like your opinion on it. I would appreciate that very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so duodenitis means that you have inflammation of the lower part of your stomach. The duodenum actually is where the stomach meets the small intestine, and that's a common site of what are called duodenal ulcers. And duodenal ulcers can be a problem. You can become anemic. You can have a perforation, and that's kind of catastrophic. You certainly can have pain. And so presumably that's why you had a colonoscopy and endoscopy. Maybe you were a little bit anemic. You had low iron, and there's kind of a slow ooze of blood from that inflamed tissue. So the common drill for duodenitis is to put you on an acid-blocking drug for a while. And I emphasize for a while, because sometimes it's suggested that you need to be on these drugs for a lifetime. That would be not beneficial because of all the side effects associated with long-term use of the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, the powerful drugs that stop stomach acid production. But for a short time, you may want to take a medication just to shut the acid off temporarily. The other consideration is that in duodenitis and duodenal ulcers, there's an association with something called H. pylori. And you may want to find out if you have that bacteria. That bacteria can be eradicated with medication, or it can be eradicated with some natural things. So you might want to get tested for the presence or absence of H. pylori. You certainly should be avoiding taking aspirin and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. But in addition just to blocking the stomach acid, you ought to consider taking something to protect the lining of your stomach and small intestine. And my favorite thing for that is DGL, deglycerinated licorice, which is also an ingredient in a nice product called Endefen, E-N-D-E-F-E-N, which is kind of a powder that you add to water and you drink it as kind of a slurry, but it coats the stomach and the small intestine, and it actually promotes healing. You can find it via my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock the highest quality supplements. And that's where you can, you know, find something like that, which is, you know, actually something that integrated physicians like yours truly use to treat stomach inflammation. So there you have it. I mean, probably something that should be addressed because it can lead to, at the very least, chronic anemia because you're having some very slow iron loss from your intestinal tract. But worse yet, it could evolve into an ulcer, which could be, you know, even potentially dangerous. So address that. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, if your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, well, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit, which is MitoPure gummies from Timeline. We're going to hear more about that in an interview that I'm doing this week with one of the folks who has done research on urolithin A. Urolithin A is the key ingredient in MitoPure. Backed by over 15 years of research, MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that supports your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant, and supports your mitochondria. Those are the energy powerhouses of your cells. So boost your cellular energy, enhance your muscle strength and endurance. There's an interesting study on athletic performance that we're going to discuss during the podcast. Just published, I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically since I've been taking MitoPure. So for more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman. So here's an interesting study that shows that there is a genetic basis for something called GLP-1 resistance. Why is it that some people who take these powerful weight loss drugs that yield amazing results for some people, they can lose 20-30% of their total body weight. Other people, their weight barely budges. What's going on? Science may have just found a hidden reason. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, our number 877-726-8255, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. Your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it. Less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, the world's leading nitric oxide researcher backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. Just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com, and use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for 10% off N101.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Of acceptance solutions to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, and we're on each weekend. And this program becomes a podcast. So you can listen to it any way you want, via your local radio station. You can listen live via the live stream, or you can pick up on Intelligent Medicine when it becomes a podcast later during the week. So this item has really captured the imagination of people in the media. It's one of those stories that has, quote, legs. Can sparkling water boost metabolism and help with weight loss? This is a story that kind of made the rounds in mainstream media because it's kind of interesting, the idea that you can just drink seltzer water, carbonated water, and it's going to help to curb your appetite and perhaps improve your metabolism. Interesting concept. You know, I really love carbonated water, and I have a soda stream so that I can make as much carbonated water as I want, and I don't have to schlep heavy bottles, and I don't have to worry about, returning them for a deposit or recycling them. I think it's better for the environment, and it's ultimately cheaper because I consume a fair amount of sparkling water. I enjoy it. It's refreshing. I find that it's slightly tangy taste because when you carbonate water, it gives it a little bit of a kind of a acidic pH, and it there's just something about it. Maybe it's a childhood memory of going to a deli where they had fresh pickles on the table, free of charge, and they had a seltzer dispenser. That's kind of a traditional deli thing. And so we had as much carbonated water as we want, ate our pickles, and then ordered our deli food. So according to the study, sparkling water might slightly affect blood sugar and metabolism. But the author is quick to point out that that may not be enough to drive real weight loss. The mechanism is related to hemodialysis, which is what patients with kidney failure undertake on a regular basis. So what in the heck does that have to do with drinking sparkling water? Well, it turns out that during hemodialysis, the blood becomes more alkaline due to the production of carbon dioxide. And in a similar way, the carbon dioxide in carbonated water is absorbed through the stomach lining. And it is converted into bicarbonate within red blood cells, and that shifts their metabolism towards activation of certain enzymes that influence how glucose is absorbed and used by the body. So this is what we call in science an extrapolation. In other words, what happens in dialysis is similar to what happens when you drink a little bit of sparkling water. But it's not real clear that that's going to make a big difference. So is this change in the red blood cells metabolism a proxy for weight loss? Well, it's not been demonstrated that in studies, people who consume a lot of sparkling water, that it somehow curbs their appetite or improves their metabolism. I just simply enjoy it. And, you go to a restaurant and they ask you whether you want tap water or sparkling water, and it's another way that they can upsell you and, put another $8-$9 on your tab. But nonetheless, I did a little background search on this, and going back a couple of years, this headline, study links drinking carbonated water to weight gain. So, what they say here is somebody posing the question, as part of a reducing diet, we like to drink plain carbonated water. There's no sugar in it, no additives, and no sweeteners. But apparently there's a new study that says carbonated water leads to weight gain. Okay, so a couple of years ago, there's a study that said, au contraire, drinking carbonated water might actually contribute to weight gain. This is based on a rat study, and I will point out, as I so often have, that in general, for the most part, people are not rats, although with a couple of exceptions, perhaps. The scientists look at how both artificially sweetened and plain carbonated water affected rats over the course of a year. They found that those who drank either type of sparkling water gained more weight than those who drank only plain water or carbonated water that had been degassed. So why that is? It turns out that carbonated water stimulates ghrelin. And the way that you remember what ghrelin does is, when you're hungry, you get hunger pangs and your stomach grumbles. So a little mnemonic here, ghrelin makes your stomach rumble and increases your appetite. It is the hunger hormone. And so what they found with 20 male participants, they drank either carbonated or plain water. And the results matched those of the rodent study. The men who drank either unsweetened or artificially sweetened carbonated water had triple the blood levels of ghrelin than those who drank either plain water or degassed sparkling water. So take your pick among these studies, depending which study you're reading, either carbonated water is great for weight loss or carbonated water interferes with your efforts to lose weight. Wherever there's scientific controversy like this, I tend to lean into the possibility that there's just really a minimal effect. Folks, you know that feeling when everything just clicks? For some of us, that is a rare event when your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, and your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders. Well, that's what your body is capable of every single day. And one of the ways to support that feeling of well-being is via fish oil supplements. And I've looked at a lot of them. Honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But one is different. It's Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. My choice currently, among all the fish oils I've tried, it starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet. And that is processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. Kind of like extra virgin olive oil. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Well, it's clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. There are no shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense, and it was developed by someone I really trust, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, a true pioneer in the world of complementary health. If you want to feel the difference, go to BigBoldHealth.com. That's BigBoldHealth.com and use code Hoffman for 30% off. 20% off site-wide. Once you feel it, you'll know the difference. All right, this item, and I think this is something that we mostly know, is that eating while distracted is not a good idea. Because you should eat mindfully. You should sit down, taste and enjoy the food, perhaps have some conversation, hopefully some light conversation, not an argument or, a food fight at the table. That's going to actually undermine your health. But eating while distracted, for example, watching TV or using, your iPad or your phone, is believed to increase food intake. Okay, and so there are some previous studies, but here's the most definitive of the studies. They looked at 50 studies, and they then analyzed them for quality and bias, and here's what they found. It turns out that, indeed, TV watching resulted in greater food intake when distracted. But cognitively demanding distractors did not. So, I don't know, maybe you're at work and, you've got some work tasks to accomplish and you're eating a quick lunch and that form of distracted eating, where maybe, you're reviewing your company's inventory statement and it does involve some degree of mental demands. The effect on food intake and the caloric burden that you're going to subject yourself to is not greater when there are cognitively demanding distractors, like doing work while you eat. Probably not a great idea for digestion, but doesn't make you eat more. TV, on the other hand, turns out it does. TV, and, you know, the equivalent of TV is, you know, just doom scrolling on your phone, you know, looking at YouTube videos. I mean, that's the modern equivalent of TV, because among younger people, who watches TV anymore? Nobody. 877-726-8255 is her number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know that feeling? You're exhausted, but your brain just won't quit. You're staring at the ceiling, watching the clock, dreading the morning. Here's something that actually helps. It's called Kyolic Specialty Series Sleep Mushrooms Plus. And it's unlike anything you've tried before. This isn't some chemical sleep aid that leaves you foggy and dragging the next day. This is a clean botanical formula built around certified organic reishi mushrooms grown on real farms, not in a lab, combined with valerian root to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer, L-theanine to quiet that racing mind, and Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, one of the most trusted wellness ingredients available for circulation and stress support. It's vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Just 2 capsules, 2 hours before bed, and you wake up actually rested, not groggy, not out of it. Just refreshed. Kyolic Sleep Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kyolic Mushrooms Plus line at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online. You know that feeling when you wake up tired, even after a full night's sleep, when you push through your day running on empty, wondering where your energy went? Here's something most people don't know, that fatigue may actually be happening inside your cells. That's why I've been using anti-factor lipids powder from Nutritional Therapeutics for years. I don't go a day without it. It's based on over 20 years of research and a patented process called membrane lipid replacement, which actually repairs the damaged components of your cell membranes, restoring your cells' ability to produce energy the way they did when you were younger. Clinical studies show anti-factor can reduce fatigue by up to 40%. Just 1 or 2 scoops a day, mix it in a smoothie like I do, sprinkle it on food, and you're giving your body the science of youthful energy. Anti-factor lipids powder comes in 2 convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to antifactor.com. That's antifactor.com for anti-factor lipids powder.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of 5 different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the 3rd generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Wall socket, wait for it to fully charge. It won't take that long, and then you can kind of stow it away in a closet until the grid goes down or any other time you want to use it. A lot of models, though, are able to be integrated with solar. We do have accessories that will allow you to interface with that and charge the batteries with your solar.
Head over to AnkerSolix.com for more. That's AnkerSolix.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The number is 877-726-8255. And let's take one of our phone calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Just a question about how much whey protein you take on a daily basis. Could you please inform us as to how much? And also, was the flight to New Zealand, was that nonstop, right, to New Zealand? And coming back, same question. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about flying to New Zealand. So New Zealand is about as far as a plane can fly with current capacity and fuel. And to fly from JFK, New York International Airport, to Auckland, New Zealand, takes 18 hours nonstop. And it's an incredible flight. Because what happens is, if you leave on a Friday, you arrive on a Sunday. You actually skip a day, and because you cross the international date line. So in addition to the 18 hours you spend, you're losing a day, or you're gaining, depending on how you look at it. You're losing a day because, you know, in mid-flight, a day vanishes as you cross the date line. Conversely, going back, it's only a 16-hour flight. Why is that? Because, well, generally, west-to-east flights are faster because of the direction of the airflow. And so it's interesting when you fly back, you actually gain a day. And I left at 5 o'clock, and I ended up arriving the same day after a 16-hour flight at an earlier time than when I left, which was kind of weird. So it's a little disorienting. I had some jet lag, but I took melatonin, and I also took something called phosphatidylserine, which actually in some studies has been shown to help to alleviate jet lag. Phosphatidylserine is the memory supplement. P.S., you know, like at the end of a letter, you write P.S., I forgot something. Well, phosphatidylserine helps you with memory and mental focus, and at relatively high doses, along with melatonin, to reset your time clock. And also there's some studies that suggest that creatine can be beneficial for jet lag. And I take creatine on a regular basis as well, up a little bit my creatine before a long-distance flight to a new time zone. So how much whey protein do I take on a daily basis? Well, whey protein is something that is in a shake that I make, and you can find the recipe for the shake at drhoffman.com. Just, you know, put in search term Dr. Hoffman's shake or smoothie, and you'll find it there. And I use anywhere from 20 to 30 grams of protein with my shake. And my goal is to obtain about as many grams of protein per day as I weigh, so like a 1-to-1. And that 20 or 30 grams that I take after exercise helps give me a boost to my protein. The downside of taking a shake that's high in protein is it may displace a meal. You may not be hungry for a while, and, you know, meals also are a delivery source for protein. So if you did, if you had instead of that, a veggie omelet, maybe with a side of sausage or bacon, you would also get the requisite protein. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item is something that is much anticipated. We're going to talk in a moment about non-invasive imaging to replace finger sticks for people with diabetes. Now, the holy grail of the Apple Watch, this would be the killer app, and Apple Watch sales would go through the roof, is if they had continuous glucose monitoring through your skin. They can now check your pulse. From your pulse, they can derive various things. They can tell you, they can give you a warning if you have signs of atrial fibrillation. They can also look at your intervals between your pulse to derive fitness information. So there's all kinds of things that they can do with pulse, and it's pretty accurate. I use an Apple Watch when I exercise, and I get a pretty good readout of my heart rate, although chest monitors are a little bit more accurate. They tried for a while with the Apple Watch to measure blood gas, to measure your oxygen saturation. And you may say, well, why is that important? Well, it's COVID. That was important because people coming down with COVID who were in trouble had a reduced oxygen saturation. There was a point where, you know, if you were struggling with COVID and your oxygen saturation was going down, you might want to check into a hospital, go to the emergency room, and get more aggressive treatment because you might be circling the drain. Well, due to a patent dispute, they had to take that app off the Apple Watch. It turns out another company had developed the technology, and the contention was that Apple swiped it and applied it, and so we lost that functionality from Apple Watches. But these days, we have what are called CGMs, continuous glucose monitors, which are a little bit invasive. It's not as bad as having to do a finger stick multiple times, hurting your fingers with a lancet, but you need to apply this thing to your upper arm. If you haven't done it, there's like a little pin that goes right under the skin, and that's the way that you measure the capillary glucose, because there actually is a little pin that goes in there, and it monitors your glucose. And so that's okay, and it does work with an Apple Watch or with an Apple phone or any kind of phone. You can get readouts and see trends and see what's happening by looking at your phone or your watch. But it's not like direct measurement. And so there is research which predicts that non-invasive imaging could replace finger pricks for people with diabetes. They use something called Raman spectroscopy, which actually can discern levels of glucose. Very high tech. They're working on it at MIT. They're trying to shrink the technology so it could be incorporated in something as small as a watch. Currently, the device is about the size of a shoebox, but they're refining it. It's going to have to be pretty accurate to obtain FDA approval, because this is an important thing for, you know, people with diabetes are using this. It's going to be crucial that they actually get accurate measurements. But prediction is that Apple Watch 13 may gain blood sugar monitoring as soon as 2027. We hope that that's the case. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Has your digestive health been dragging out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continues into the Saturday night shooting at the White House Correspondents Association dinner. It is known the gunman referred to himself as a, quote, friendly federal assassin in writing sent to his family just a few moments before he opened fire. Also, one officer was shot in the chest. His vest saved his life. The Trump administration sending mixed messages about when gasoline prices will drop. Here's White House correspondent Greg Plugston.
Trump cabinet member Chris Wright said this week that gas prices might not drop below $3 a gallon until next year. But President Trump told the Hill newspaper that his energy secretary was totally wrong. The next day, Secretary Wright was asked about his prediction during congressional testimony.
I don't know the future of energy prices. Often I will speculate or look at those things. I would say gasoline prices looks like they peaked about a week or so ago.
The president himself has acknowledged that gas prices could remain high through Election Day in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A growing number of, quote, blue states, say like Maine, pushing for higher taxes on top earners, but some warn that particular strategy could backfire in a big way. More on this story now from correspondent Ken Lorman.
Critics are calling it a risky strategy, pointing to Maine's recent hike on top earners to 9.15%, now among the highest in the nation. They argue these policies could drive wealthy residents, including small business owners, out of the state, shrinking the tax base. With states like California and New York already near the top, opponents say lower tax red states stand to benefit from the migration.
And this is townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
Leaders from all across the world now keeping very close tabs on the violence in Mali. It's been rocked by bloodshed as residents say attackers have hit the capital as well as other key cities. Julie Walker has the latest.
In Mali, blasts and gunfire ring out as gunmen attack the capital as well as other cities in the West African nation, possibly in a coordinated effort, according to residents and the army. An army spokesperson reports that unidentified armed groups targeted sites and barracks in the capital. Fighting is ongoing in several cities. Mali has long faced insurgencies from Al-Qaeda and Islamic State affiliates, as well as a separatist rebellion in the north. The U.S. Embassy in country issuing a security alert, urging U.S. citizens to shelter in place and avoid travel there. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. King Charles embarking on a state visit to the United States Monday, aiming to strengthen ties between the two nations as he helps celebrate America's 250th birthday. Correspondent Danica Kirker reports he is trying to strengthen ties between Britain and the U.S.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla are embarking on a four-day state visit to the United States. This is really a big deal for the king. He follows in the ever-present footsteps of his mother and has to try to give a speech that will match the one she did in 1991. It stressed unity among the peoples of the United States and the United Kingdom. It stressed their common culture, and it stressed the long ties between the military and the governments of both countries.
He'll also take part in a commemoration ceremony for the 9/11 attacks. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and Bob Bailey fans rejoice, because we'll have him in two different radio programs. Later, he's Johnny Dollar, but right now, he's George Valentine. In this episode known as The Ugly Duckling, Bailey will be joined by Virginia Gregg as Secretary Claire Brooks, with Irene Tedrow, Jay Novello, Larry Dobkin, Vic Rodman, Lee Patrick, and Ken Christie. It's from January 30th, 1950.
Standard Oil Company of California, on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West, invites you to Let George Do It. The Ugly Duckling, another adventure of George Valentine.
My dear Mr. Valentine, having devoted my entire life to music, to the management of concerts, the development of singers, I find that sometimes my knowledge of simple human nature is lacking. A friend of mine needs help, quite desperately. A woman who gave up her own musical career just for the sake of a man who is as cold and bleak, as incapable of tenderness as the music he composes or the dreary stone house that they hibernate in. His name is Edmund Salter. He is very ill, it's true. But caring for him has made his wife even more than ill. She can't even smile anymore. nor will she tell me, her oldest and only remaining friend, the strange secret of her unhappiness, her worry, her fear, perhaps even her danger. Mr. Valentine, since I must leave shortly for New York, the opening of a new ballet, will you please, please come immediately to meet me at the Salters' home? It is far out on Ocean Drive, Pacific Bluffs, California. Sincerely, Yasha Hardwick.
Come on, George. He won't mind.
He?
I'm just beginning to wake up. It's the husband playing Edmund Salter. It must be. Mr. Hardwick said composer, and it never occurred to me, but there was an Edmund Salter who was famous.
Well, you couldn't prove it by me. Concert pianist?
Mm-hmm. When I was in school, he performed once. But there's strange about him. He's a little tiny man, George.
He makes a lot of big music.
He was shy, and... Why, he's the one they call the Ugly Duckling. Well, how'd you do?
Oh, excuse us. We were just listening to...
I have absolutely no statement to make for the papers. And if you think you're going to hear a personal, private requiem...
Oh, well, just a minute. My name's George Valentine. This is Miss Brooks. You're Mrs. Salter, aren't you?
The friends of Yasha Hardwick from town?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, excuse me. He has such odd friends, I never would have guessed.
Well, I...
Oh, I'm one of the oddest. Don't be offended. Yasha's staying at the hotel, but he's on his way over now, I think. You may wait for him here.
Mrs. Salter, is that one of your husband's own pieces he's playing?
Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't know. I just...
Johann Sebastian Bach. Lovely, isn't it? Edmund plays it so neatly, so cleanly, so precisely. Alongside of my husband's own music, you know, Bach sounds like Chopin. Like the springtime. Like boogie-woogie.
What's that?
Like something with blood in it, Mr. Valentine. I'm afraid my husband was much too self-centered to be ever quite capable of...
What's the matter, Mrs. Salter?
Oh, pardon me.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo, Mary! Mary, darling, may we come in?
Of course you may. Hello, Bertha. And you too?
Oh, this is Emil, darling, my new husband I told you about.
Mrs. Salter.
Well... You get such handsome husbands, don't you, Bella?
What does she say?
Oh, nothing, dear. Mary, darling, I rush back.
These are friends of Yasha's, Bella. Miss Brooks, Mr. Valentine.
Oh.
Mrs. Bella Rappo, Emil Rappo.
Oh, hello.
How do you do?
Such a pleasure.
Emil Rappo. You're a pianist, too, aren't you?
In this house? No. Alongside of Edmund Salter, I would call myself a bricklayer.
Oh, he's so modest, too, and polite. And such a friendly smile.
Yes. Mrs. Salter...
Mary, darling, I understand how upset you are. I rushed back from San Francisco just the moment I heard. But if only I hadn't left here yesterday, it was such a tragic surprise.
Yes, you rushed back. Of course you rushed back. And I'm so glad that you did, Bella. I've been just waiting for you. I've been just waiting to slap your face.
Oh, hey.
Mary, darling.
What in the name of...
Why on earth did she do that? Why?
To hit you.
I don't know, lady, but it seems...
Oh, no, please, both of you. The poor thing must be almost out of her mind. After all, she devoted her entire life to him. Well, won't one of you please go in there and shut off that phonograph?
Phonograph?
It's just... George... It's making it worse for her. It sounds so real.
But I will shut off the phonograph.
Oh, we should have guessed an angel.
Yes, it happened late last night. She wired me. He had another attack. Edmund Salter. The Ugly Duckling is finally dead.
Since moving here, Mrs. Salter seems to have changed so, Valentine. In the old days, she used to be alive and warm and so...
And now she's a nervous wreck. Sure, Hardwick, I'll buy that. But what exactly...
Well, Mr. Valentine, her husband, Edmund Salter, he was cold, aloof. The sort of man who would keep things to himself.
Go on.
I strongly suspect there was some specific thing, some secret of his that might bear on the way she is. If you could only find it. Perhaps in some of his papers, there is a box of them somewhere, I'm sure... And it will be easier now that he is dead.
Yeah, now that he's dead. And Salter died of his illness, of course. Another attack.
I haven't talked to the doctor about
it. No, neither have I. But the doctor's name is Robinson. Miss Brooks is getting in touch with him for me.
You're curious?
Well, wouldn't you be? Haven't you noticed all the bottles and medicines in this house?
Well, of course.
And a good many of them with red labels? Drugs? Maybe poisons?
Mr. Valentine, I asked you here to Pacific Bluffs because I was afraid for Mary Salter. She had the foolishness to devote her life to a man incapable of love. A selfish man, a man she may have feared for some reason, but... No, I can't imagine she ever grew really to hate him.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't say anything. Yeah, this is quite a place they have here. Worth a good deal, I imagine.
Well, he was wealthy, yes, if that's what you mean. He made it on concerts, invested wisely, I suppose. Why?
Why, now that Edmund Salter is already dead, do you still want me to go nosing around for what was wrong between him and his wife?
Well,
could it have been money? Mrs. Salter's career was never very successful, was it? You've managed them both. Who gets his money now, Mr. Hardwick?
Well, really, Mr. Valentine, I haven't the slightest...
I can answer that.
Mrs. Rappo.
I get some of it.
You do?
25 or 30,000, I suppose.
30,000?
Well, there's nothing to be surprised about. I started Edmund Salter on his career, you know. Loaned money for his studies, his first concerts. You see, there was a day when I had money to give to musicians. There's a vicarious thrill in being a patroness of the arts.
It's true, Mr. Valentine. Mrs. Rappo has started a great many young people. And I doubt if the ugly duckling ever paid her back.
He certainly did. The tables are reversed, that's all. He knew that I needed help now. And so does that pupil of his.
Pupil?
Yes. Miss Diana Luskin, her name is. She lives in your town, Mr. Valentine. A great deal of promise, I've heard. But no career's worth much unless you have a little money to start out on.
Yeah, I see. Salter was planning to give her some, too. And what about the rest of it?
The rest, Mr. Valentine? To his wife, naturally. All the rest. The house, everything. To Mary, of course. That's what I've always understood. Where else would it go? What else was there in Edmund's life besides music and his wife?
George! Call me! George!
None of your business. None of your business.
I found her burning things in here, George. I didn't mean to interrupt, but the door was open and she was so startled, screamed at me to get out.
Some sheets of music. That's all that's left.
Well, that's all there was.
No, it isn't. Those other papers weren't music.
Well, it's my house. I can do what I like. A little fire might warm this house up.
Yeah, sure. Of course you can, Mrs. Salter. But you just found this stuff, didn't you? It was in the box there.
Your husband's name on it.
My husband's dead. It's my estate now. I can do what I like. Now I can do anything I like.
Yeah, that's right, operator. Long distance. It's a city number, I'll wait.
Yes, sir.
George, what are you doing?
Miss Diana Luskin.
What?
Curiosity's getting me, Angel. Say, tell me, Dr. Robinson, isn't it quite possible that Edmund Salter could have been given an overdose of a wrong dose of medicine that somebody could have wanted him to die?
No. Oh, wanted. Well, yes. Maybe I don't know about that. But did it actually happen? No.
But, Dr. Robinson...
Yeah, I was with Edmund Salter for the last 12 hours of his life.
What?
There is absolutely no conceivable possibility that the man died from anything other than natural causes.
Oh, I see.
Your party doesn't answer, sir.
Oh, well, what's that, operator?
I said, I'm sorry, sir, but I have the correct number now, and your party doesn't seem to answer.
Brooksy, maybe we're just trying to open some hidden boxes in private lives that shouldn't be opened.
Shall I try again later, sir?
No, thanks, operator. Might as well cancel the...
Hello?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, but never mind. Hey, look, say hello again, will you?
Valentine, what in the name
Lieutenant of... Lieutenant Johnson, I was calling Diana Luskin. What are you doing there?
You can't talk to her. She's busy. I'm busy watching the rescue squad. Bring her around. What do you think?
Bring her around?
Oh, the young lady drank a little too much wine, that's all. Out of a little gift bottle sent to her yesterday from up where you are, Pacific Bluffs. And what do you think was in that wine, Valentine? Poison.
Poison.
You're listening to Let George Do It on When Radio Was. We'll get back to the show right after these brief messages.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And now the second part of Let George Do It on When Radio Was.
The ugly duckling is dead. A strange, cold man. Once a concert pianist, and then a composer of perfect, concise, cold music, Edmund Salter is dead. The doctor insists his death was quite natural, but there's nothing natural about any of the little group of people collected in the lonesome stone house overlooking the ocean near Pacific Bluffs. And so if your name is George Valentine, it's no great surprise when you learn that a distant beneficiary of Salter's will, Diana Luskin, was made ill by a gift bottle sent from Pacific Bluffs. By a drug, a poison, which you very soon confirm could only have come from this very same house. Some of Salter's medicine.
Here, George. This is the room we caught Mrs. Salter bringing those things in.
The sewing room, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. There's the little box of her husband she took the papers out of, whatever they were.
I don't know what I expect to find, Angel. The doctor's already rounded up all the medicine bottles for fingerprinting.
Just ashes, that's all.
Uh-huh. And this folder of music is the only thing left. Manuscript paper. Something he wrote himself. All we've got left to tell us the story of the ugly duckling. Dum, dum, dum.
He's out of your class, George. Here, let me try. What was that?
I don't know. Thought you said everybody was downstairs.
Well,
in here, I think.
The next room is the study or the library.
Yeah. Huh. Empty. Sounded like something metal.
Yeah.
The porcelain stove there, maybe. Only whoever it was.
George!
Oh, well, look who's here.
Oh, Mr. Valentine. Oh, I didn't know it was you, honestly. I just heard someone come.
Yeah. What were you doing tinkering with the stove, Mr. Hardwick, prying around?
George, at least he wasn't burning anything. The grate's cold.
No, of course. I'm just curious like you are, Mr. Valentine. I can't stand not knowing.
Not knowing what?
That's just it. That's what they hired you to find out.
You didn't find anything destroyed in here?
No, not after your experience. I thought perhaps poor Mary has had to destroy many things recently. Or has thought she had to. But there was nothing in the ashes there except these two little loops of ribbon.
Yeah, let me see.
Must have been pink ribbon. Silver threads kept them from burning completely.
Yeah, and burned some time ago. Now, wait a minute. Here. Corner of a newspaper caught on the lid, see? Last week's newspaper.
Pink ribbon. It's tinsely and dainty. Not exactly Mary Salter's style, is it?
Well, nor her husband's, the ugly duckling. So I doubt if my discovery amounts to much.
Mr. Hardwick, do you remember what happened to the ugly duckling in the fairy tale?
What?
Come on, Angel. Bring that music. The duckling turned into a swan, Mr. Hardwick. A swan.
Well, of course I can play this, Mr. Valentine, but Salter should have wanted it buried. He will probably turn in his grave.
Shall I leave this door open too, George?
Yeah, that's right, Brooksy. Mrs. Salter still in the back parlor?
Uh-huh. I bet she doesn't stay there long.
Oh, don't worry. She'll hear it all right. You know, whatever this thing is, it's tied up one way or another with the papers we know she did burn.
There, you see, it is soupy, too much sentimentality.
Keep it up, you're doing fine.
The one thing Edmund Salter always had was dignity. Calm, concise clarity. Too cold for the common ear, but musician's music.
Never mind the lecture, Mac. Hey, Brooksy, look.
Yeah, here she comes. It's a magnet, all right.
Hey, Neil, what on earth?
Mrs. Rappel.
Hello, my pet. How do you like this hot fudge sundae?
What is it? What?
Come on, keep playing. It's a new work of Edmund Salter's, Mrs. Rappel.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. What the man says is true, my pet. Poor fellow, he would die all over again if he could know anyone was hearing it.
Let me see the pages.
Mrs. Rappel, I'm sorry, but I want him to keep playing.
Did you look through the pages? Here, I can take the back one.
No, I don't read music that well, but will you...
Not what I mean. It's program notes.
What?
On the back of the pages, Edmund always typed his own program notes. That he insisted
on.
Yeah,
let me see.
I can read it. To whom it may concern, it is my absolute wish that the accompanying work be performed by a pianist of the first rank, preferably in Carnegie Hall.
Oh, the poor idiot.
While I realize that it is a departure from my usual technique, I consider this work my most personal composition. There's some loose-leaf notes attached in explanation, or perhaps confession.
Loose-leaf notes? George, maybe those were what she burned.
Yeah, go on, Mrs. Rappel.
Confession. I call this work the Secret Sonata, and I dedicate it to the two secret loves of...
Hey, Mrs. Rappel, wait! Don't tear that up! Give it to me, will you?
Stop it! Stop it all! Yes, you! Stop saying that! Stop every mushy, feeble-minded note of...
Mary!
Mrs. Salter, what in the
and
name
you,
of...
And you, Bella, sonata to the two secret loves of...
Mary!
Why do you stay here? I slapped your face once. I've insulted your husband. I've...
Mary, please. Amy, go on playing. Please, please.
But so fast you talk, I do not understand.
You heard the lady, Buster. Play it. Here, have some more music. Stay here with him, Brooksy.
Well, it's only a waste of time for any of
you. You're coming with me, ladies, both of you. Yeah, that's better. Well, let's leave the husband out of this.
Mr. Valentine, I want you to clearly understand. For years, I was a patroness of music. I was a patroness of Mr. Edmund Salter. That is absolutely all.
All in the music. For Carnegie Hall. For the world to hear. I sacrificed my own career, my entire life for that man.
Mary!
You know the secret now, Mr. Valentine. My jealousy. My husband's infidelities. I'm sure there's nothing more you need to know.
I'm very sorry, Mrs. Salter, but the other half of the sonata, the other of two loves. A young woman who was sent some poison from this house.
While you were in there, a policeman came to the house. He says his name is Lieutenant Johnson and he wants to see you.
You bet he does, lady. I'm trying to tell you, there's still a little matter of attempted murder. Oh, but Johnson, for the love of Pete.
You heard me, Valentine. There's no case.
Oh, but Diana Luskin was male poison. That's attempted murder. That's...
They bottle their own wine in this house. Sure, some drug got into it by mistake, but not enough to kill a mouse.
What?
All I knew was she was sick from the stuff. Well, the office had a message waiting for me at the local police.
But I know now there's only one person who could have sent that stuff to her.
Sure, sure. Mrs. Salter herself. She's the one sent the poison, all right. A vindictive gesture.
Vindictive gesture?
That's what it'll be called. What else could we ever prove?
Oh, so that's it.
Mrs. Salter was the one who always gave that medicine to her husband. She'd have known how much to use for a lethal dose, wouldn't she? And there's the case, right there.
Uh-huh.
The most important thing is Miss Luskin herself refuses to bring charges of any kind. She says it must have been a mistake, too. We can't make a case without her help. She's already in touch with Salter's lawyer, and he came down here just behind her.
Yeah. So Mrs. Salter was just a jealous woman who was married to a two-timing heel. And the other two women involved are so afraid for their reputations, or maybe I should say a musical career for one and a new husband, Emil Rappel, for the other, that they'll do anything to keep it quiet, too.
That's about it.
Johnson, I best go and offer my apologies to the lady of the house. Mrs. Salter, what did you burn this time? The pages of the sonata that were still there on the piano?
Pages of the... What do you mean?
What did the lawyers say about burning the sonata? About going against your husband's wishes?
They... Well, I did it before they came. They thought it was in the best interest of my husband's memory.
Yeah, the stony, cold little guy on top of the musical pedestal.
I devoted my life to him, Mr. Valentine. I never once suspected. Toward me, he was always... Well, incapable of tenderness, of sentiment.
Why don't you cut it out?
What?
Tell me something, Mrs. Salter. What was the rest of the deal to hush it up? With the lawyers and Mrs. Bella Rappo? And maybe they've talked again to Miss Luskin on the phone.
I don't know what you mean.
I've already talked to Mrs. Rappo myself. She's not inheriting $30,000 anymore, is she? And the girl isn't taking hers either, is she? Not if there's a scandal to go with it.
Oh?
Mrs.
Well.
Rappo's got her husband Emil to think about. And I suppose the girl thinks too much of the memory of your husband or too much of her own career. They'll both refuse that money.
Mr. Valentine.
That was the price you asked for burning the sonata, wasn't it? The price for interfering with your husband's supposed desire to have that thing performed at Carnegie. To air some bad music and nasty program notes like the family wash in public.
Well, I tried to burn it before. I didn't want it to happen.
Oh, yes, yes. It happened just the way you planned it, lady. There'll be no concert and you'll get all the money. Yeah, pretty neat. Except that it's not going to work. Simply because of your bad timing.
Bad timing?
You said you tried to burn the music before. Well, then, Mrs. Salter, why didn't you? When Miss Brooks caught you at it the first time, why did you leave your door open? And how did Yasha Hardwick know there was a secret box somewhere unless you told him about it? And if you knew, then why hadn't you already looked into it? Your husband was an invalid. Yes, why didn't you burn the sonata days ago?
I'll tell you why, lady.
It's because you wanted the big secret to be uncovered just the way it was today. Oh, I know none of what I've said is concrete, but this is.
Where did you get that?
Just one page from that sonata, but it's all I need. I stuck it in my pocket on a hunch, and the hunch is right, isn't it?
Give me that. Give it to me.
No. This is what I'll take to his publisher, who can examine his musical figures the same way a handwriting expert examines a forgery.
No, no! Give it to me, please! Please, let me have it! Let me have it! No!
Because that's it, isn't it, lady? It was you who made up the whole nasty thing about some very nice people. And I don't know why I didn't realize when I heard what bad music this was. Because he didn't write the sonata. That was your fraud, Mrs. Salter. You wrote it.
Still nothing you can do, Mr. Valentine. Even if I did write it.
No. So long as you don't interfere with Salter's will.
Oh,
How can I now? It was such a joke, that sonata. Making people believe that he could be sentimental, capable of tenderness.
Mrs. Salter, I guess there isn't any way you can be punished. Except maybe one. You see, there's one thing I've left out. A couple of pink ribbons. They've been burned in the stove in your husband's study a week ago. I showed them to Mrs. Ruffo. She said they'd been tied around the letters he wrote to her, which she'd returned later on.
What? He never wrote to her. They were just friends. He was incapable
of... I suppose he burned those letters himself so as not to hurt you by finding them after he died. Funny, isn't it? The little guy must have been considerate and kind and lots of good things. And the only punishment I can think for you, Mrs. Salter, is to tell you the real truth. Your husband did love Bella Ruffo, and probably the girl, too.
No, you're mistaken.
But not in a way that you can understand. He loved them from a distance, because they were all he had. Bella said he once wrote her that he wanted to give you so much happiness, that his tragedy was in marrying a woman incapable of tenderness.
Look, Valentine, what'd you tell that Salter dame anyway?
Well, when she said goodbye to me, she looked like she'd seen a ghost.
Did she? Well, I'm afraid Mrs. Salter's just beginning to realize how badly she wasted her life.
What do you mean by that, George?
Oh, well, nothing, I guess. But maybe it made me think about things a little.
Huh?
Oh, you know, thinking about the Pacific Bluffs here. It's a beautiful place to live in. Or, for that matter, to visit. Or to take a vacation in. Or to go on your honeymoon.
Yes, George. Go on.
Oh, what am I doing, getting sentimental? I've been out of my league, that's all. I wonder if there's any place around here we could catch some good Dixieland music.
George Dewitt in the episode The Ugly Duckling from January 30th, 1950. I'm Greg Bell, and next Robert Bailey becomes Bob Bailey as he departs the Mutual Broadcasting System for CBS and his best-known radio role. Because next on When Radio Was is part 3 of the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter. We'll be right back.
With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld. Risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
From the shadows comes a legend. 20 pulse-pounding radio adventures roar back to life in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Green Hornet, Boomerang.
The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically. Then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Jack McCarthy stars as Britt Reed, daring young publisher by day, masked avenger of crime by night.
He's the only one who gives us a bridge between the gamblers the police suspect and the group of people we suspect. Oh,
yes, I see.
He's the bridge we're going to cross first. And Cato, if it'll help us find the truth, we're going to cross him good.
The Green Hornet, Boomerang, delivers rare broadcasts unheard since 1949. Original episodes, original danger, restored for today's listeners.
Get your hands up. Get them up before I drill you now, like I'm going to drill that other fool over there in the closet.
Madrigal. Tom was over there in the closet.
Yeah. Where I pulled him after I crashed his head with this gun.
For a limited time, you can get the Green Hornet Boomerang collection for half the regular price. Pay just $19.98 for thrill-a-minute episodes of suspense, speed, and street-level justice. Order now at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Use offer code HORNET77 to save 50%.
He hunts the biggest of all game. Public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Don't miss the Green Hornet Boomerang. Visit radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 today and use offer code HORNET77 to get 50% off.
What the story this is going to make?
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
From terrible weather to rolling brownouts and blackouts, power outages today are a major concern. And so to keep your appliances and other powered devices working, Anker Solix has a great solution. David Taylor from Anker Solix explains.
Most people know us from our battery banks, our phone chargers, mobile accessories like that. That's where we got our start. All of the portable power stations, the easiest way to do it is just plug it into any wall socket, wait for it to fully charge, it won't take that long, and then you can kind of stow it away in the closet until the grid goes down or any other time you want to use it. A lot of models, though, are able to be integrated with solar. We do have accessories that will allow you to interface with that and
awesome.
Charge the batteries with your solar.
Head over to AnkerSolix.com for more. That's AnkerSolix.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where we just heard Robert Bailey in Let George Do It. And now here he is as Bob Bailey playing Johnny Dollar. This is part three of the Picture Postcard Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Otto, the innkeeper. I have a telephone call for you from Police Inspector Honegger in Zurich. I will put him on. Go ahead.
Hi, Inspector. Any line on Sebastian's killer?
Not yet, Herr Dollar.
That also means no line on the stolen diamonds, huh?
I do not know. You recall the picture postcard Sebastian gave you before his death? The picture of the Kleibach Inn?
Sure. He said it was part of a key to the location of the diamonds. That's why I came up here to the inn. But I haven't found any sign of them.
We have been watching Sebastian's apartment. This morning, the second part of the key arrived in his mailbox.
Another postcard?
Yes. I am sending it on to you. See what you can make of it.
Looks like we're in the middle of a game of some kind.
Have you been able to locate the missing murder suspect, Ilse Schaefer?
I've not only located her, in 5 minutes I'm going skiing with her.
What? Herr Dollar, do you think that is wise for you?
It's one way of finding out if she ties in. I just hope it doesn't turn out to be the hard way.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office Global Casualty in Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment... The picture postcard matter. Location, Kleibach, Switzerland. Expense account continued. Item 7, $3 American, rental on ski equipment. Ilse Schaefer told me she'd come to Kleibach to go skiing, and I wanted to make sure that was her reason. There'd been too many coincidences about her to suit me. First, the way she'd popped into my cab in Zurich, then popped out 2 blocks later, leaving her purse behind. Right after that, I'd been jumped by a strong arm who was sure Ilse had passed the stolen diamonds to me. And now she turns up suddenly at the Kleibach Inn. I spotted her waiting for me at the ski lift.
Come on, Johnny. You're late.
In her skiing outfit, she got a pass for Miss Switzerland. But one nasty little thought kept coming into my brain, kept marring the picture. She could also be Sebastian's killer. We rode the lift up to the top, then took off along the ridges. She skied like she was born to it. Easy, smooth, and graceful. It had been 4 years since I'd last been on skis, and as I struggled to keep up with her, I must have looked like a rusty snowplow. We worked our way out on the crest of one of the ridges.
Let's stop here a moment.
Well, that suits me fine.
You winded?
This is not exactly sea level.
You'd get used to it. You see, I really can ski, Johnny.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Do you have a cigarette?
Yeah, sure. Here.
Thanks. Isn't it beautiful up here, Johnny?
Yeah.
You see that little dot way down there? That is the inn.
A long way down.
That's what I like about skiing. Everything is so remote, so far below. When you're up here, all that down there, it just doesn't exist anymore.
It's always there when you get back, though.
You are too practical, Johnny. But, you know, it's fun being with you.
Thanks.
I still can't get over it.
What?
Well, the coincidence that I should share your cab in Zurich and then run into you again at the Kleibachim. But I am glad. Aren't you?
Can't say that I...
Hey!
Must have come from that other ridge behind the rocks. Closer. We're sitting ducks on this ridge.
Quick! Down the left side of it. There is a shortcut.
Let's go. Keep low, Elsa.
Who could be shooting at us?
We'll figure that out when we get out of range. He's still right with us.
We'll be out of sight in a moment.
Could be a moment too late.
There. We are past the shoulder.
Yeah. Slope's pretty steep here.
This is the quickest way. The shoulder of the ridge will keep us out of sight.
Maybe.
What do you mean?
We get going much faster and we're going to take off. Hey, ahead of us, a cliff.
Johnny, stop!
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Johnny, watch out!
Can't
Johnny!
Oh, brother.
Oh, Johnny.
4 feet more and I'd...
Thank heaven.
This was a real great route you picked, Ilse.
Oh, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Sorry I didn't go over the edge.
Oh, of course not. I mean, I'm sorry that in the excitement... I forgot about the avalanche.
Avalanche?
Yes, several months ago. It took away part of the slope and left this sheer drop.
Forgot about it, huh?
Well, I just told you I did.
I noticed you didn't have much trouble stopping in time.
But I was behind you.
Oh, yeah, that's just where you were, behind me.
What are you trying to say, Johnny?
Just that this is one coincidence too many, Ilse. We just happened to stop on the top of the ridge right where I make a grade A target... Then you just happen to forget there's a sheer drop on this shortcut you got me to take.
But I explained.
Come on, we're going back to the inn.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles. Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
The fire feels good, doesn't it? Johnny, Johnny, what is it? What's the matter? All those things you said up on the ridge.
I'm waiting, Elsa.
Waiting for what?
For you to open up and tell me what this is all about and how you fit into the deal.
Deal?
Oh, cut it out, will you? You didn't just happen to share my cab back in Zurich. The whole thing was rigged so it would look like you passed those stolen diamonds along to me.
Stolen? Johnny, I don't know anything about stolen diamonds.
I suppose you also don't know anything about a man named Sebastian.
Well, yes, I know Sebastian. What has he got to
do...
What
about his murder?
Murder? Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Why, I can't believe it. Sebastian... Dead.
Yeah, and you've already admitted you knew Sebastian. Now let's have the rest of the story straight.
Oh, well, Sebastian was a friend of mine.
Friend?
Nothing more. He had asked me to share your cab at the airport and to leave my purse in it.
Why did he want you to do that?
I don't know. He said he was in some kind of trouble and needed help. He said if I would do that, it would help him.
Ilse, you'll have to do better than that.
But I am telling you the truth.
No, you... Hey, wait a minute. You claim you didn't know what kind of trouble Sebastian was in.
No, he didn't tell
me. You also claim you don't know anything about the diamonds, $100,000 worth.
Well, I read about that in the newspapers, but... Oh, wait a moment. Are you saying that Sebastian was involved in it?
Up to his ears.
I'm sorry to hear that, Johnny. But you must believe me. I did not know anything about it.
You're either telling the truth or you're a whale of an actress, Ilse.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
But about that taxi cab in Zurich, I don't understand.
Sebastian was trying to double-cross the rest of the outfit by negotiating with me for the return of the diamonds. But apparently there was another outfit after the diamonds. He wanted to make it look to them like he passed the diamonds along to take the heat off.
You said a man attacked you after I had left your cab.
Yeah. He obviously thought you'd slip me the diamonds. So Sebastian was setting me up as a patsy on the one hand and negotiating with me on the other.
Who could have killed him?
Good question. Could be the outfit trying to grab the stones. Or Sebastian's own crowd found out he was trying to sell them out.
And the person who shot at us up on the
ridge? Same two possibilities. Which reminds me, you still haven't explained how you happened to come up here to the Kleibach Inn.
Oh. Well, Sebastian told me he had unfinished business in Zurich, and he would meet me here in a few days, and we would go skiing.
I see. Tell me, did you know any of Sebastian's friends?
One or two, slightly.
Was one of them big and powerful, thick features, almost bald?
No. Why?
Well, he's the one who jumped me in the hotel lobby after my cab ride with you.
Oh, no, no. I am certain I would remember him the way you describe him. Oh, there was a man Sebastian spent a great deal of time with, but he was short and stocky with... very thick neck.
Well, that fits the description of one of the men in the robbery at the Zurich airport. Do you know his name?
Why, Brunner, I think it was.
Could it have been Brunner?
Yes, yes, Brunner.
The man who sent the postcard to Sebastian. Yeah, that ties in all right.
Postcard?
Oh, I'll skip that. Was one of Sebastian's friends an Englishman?
Not that I know of. Why?
Well, a fellow named Jeffrey Harris here at the hotel has been trying to strike up an acquaintance with me. Claims he thought I was old Bunny Dollar, a friend of his from London. Oh, well.
Johnny, if you'll excuse me, I'm very tired and upset about this news of Sebastian. I think I'll go to my room.
Yeah, okay, Elsa.
If there's anything more I can do...
Don't worry.
You.
I'll let you know.
All right. I'll see you later.
Herr Dollar?
Oh, Otto.
Did you enjoy your skiing?
Well, let's say it was real interesting. Got a question for you, Otto.
Huh?
As a man of experience, how do you tell if a woman is lying?
Okay, Adola. As an innkeeper, I learned long ago that one listens to a woman, agrees with her, smiles politely, keeps his eyes open, and believes what he wishes about her.
Yeah, well, I guess that's as good advice as any.
Herr Dollar, this letter arrived for you from Zurich by special messenger while you were...
Oh, yeah, I was expecting it. Thanks, Otto. One more thing.
Yeah?
Did anybody else go skiing this morning?
From the inn? No.
I see.
But the Englishman...
Jeffrey Harris? What about him?
He likes to climb the rocks. He went out for a while.
Climbing rocks, huh? Thanks a lot. Yeah. Jeffrey Harris could be my boy, all right. But at the moment, I was more interested in the contents of the envelope Police Inspector Honegger had sent me from Zurich. I tore it open and examined the postcard inside. Expense item 8, 2.5, long-distance call to Zurich and Honegger.
You received the postcard, Herr Dollar?
Yeah, from Gruner to Sebastian, a picture of a chalet on the side of a mountain. You say this card arrived in Sebastian's mailbox?
This morning. Apparently, Gruner is unaware of Sebastian's death. What do you make of the card?
Well, the chalet in the picture is sort of a small halfway house for skiers.
Is it attended?
No, empty most of the time.
Herr Dollar, possibly the first postcard of the inn was simply for the purpose of guiding Sebastian to Gleibach. The second is perhaps a picture of the actual location of the diamonds.
That's what I'm going up there to find out. The trail up the mountain started in back of the inn. I worked my way up the ridge slowly, keeping an eye on every clump of rock, just in case my friend with the rifle was still on the prowl. Near the crest, I stopped for breath. Suddenly, I spotted something moving far down the slope below me. Someone was descending from rock to rock, almost down to the inn. It was too far to tell for sure, but it looked like the Englishman, Jeffrey Harris. I started my climb again. 10 minutes later, I reached the halfway house, the place on the postcard. It was small, just a shelter, and there was no sign of life. Inside, the place was in a shambles, completely torn about. If this had been the hiding place of the stolen diamonds, somebody had sure beat me to it.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a third part of the key turns up in the form of a corpse. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part 3 of the Picture Postcard Matter, which originally played out back in early October 1956. We'll have the fourth installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had an episode of the detective series Let George Do It, and it featured a script co-written by Herbert Little Jr. Now, he also worked on television, including penning multiple scripts for late 1950s, early 60s Western series, which starred Chuck Connors as Lucas McCain. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
SpiritsEntertainment.com presents the very best of the Broadway musicals. 60 showstoppers from the stage and screen featuring songs from South Pacific, The King and I, Annie Get Your Gun, Guys and Dolls, Showboat, Carousel, and many more.
Accentuate the positive, healing, moderate the negative. Catch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I'm singing in the rain.
This three CD collection of 60 original recordings from the greatest musicals showcases legendary artists including Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, Doris Day, Bing Crosby, Pat Boone, and Ethel Merman, to name just a few.
Put on a happy face, brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face.
Order Broadway musicals today at SpiritsEntertainment.com and pay just $19.98 for this three CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Broadway77.
Stormy weather.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you.
Go to spiritsentertainment.com now to get the very best of Broadway musicals today for only $19.98. Remember promo code Broadway77 to get extra savings on shipping.
On the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
That's Broadway77 at spiritsentertainment.com. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before we took a break, we were talking about a late 1950s, early 60s television western series starring Chuck Connors as Lucas McCain. The answer is The Rifleman. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, remember to visit us at our website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.